to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life? Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, General Carson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And I, while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for
that. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's Don and Mike, and it's big, baby, big. Stop the rock,
anything they don't know.
You want to discuss now my favorite color?
This program is paid for by the Ernest Angley Outreach Partners.
Wah, 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 wah.
Check your paranoia. Check your paranoia. Check your paranoia.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Wah, 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 wah.
You don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Right here, right now. Here they are. Oh, get them out of here. Here they are, the team of surgeons that successfully relocated my right hip.
It wasn't that. You're lying.
Quite unorthodox method, though.
I bet it was.
He was a Nazi. One true enemy.
apparently they're accustomed to working on twins. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. O'Reilly and all the ships at sea. The leading cause of obesity in America, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday. October 9th. Phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go. That's how you run it, Buzz.
Yeah.
Tight, bright, freaking out of sight.
Out of sight.
Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you, and thank you for handling things yesterday.
Hated it.
What?
I said I hated it.
Why?
You know how it is.
I know.
You know what we do before every show.
I know.
You know it's not the same.
Well, I thought you liked the phone sex.
It's not the same when you're not here to touch.
But we had good phone sex before the show.
We did. We had just about the best I've ever had. You know what? Maybe this line of comedy is not what we should be going down today. I'm a little sensitive about it today.
You started.
I know, I started. Maybe I've got that on the brain.
Yeah.
Maybe I picture myself under that TV screen with men putting things where they're not supposed to.
Because, yes, indeed, tonight you will pay off your annual Boston Red Sox bet.
Yes, and I should qualify what I just...
They always let you down.
I should qualify what I just said with the... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
It's just not my cup of tea, but yes...
No, not that there's anything wrong with guys putting stuff in their dukes.
So I am... I'm prepared to pay off. I have the leather vest in my car.
Yes, tonight we will be at Club Wet.
Yes.
In the skankiest part of D.C. Just let me say, don't worry about parking. Plenty of free parking,
mm-hmm.
and no need to lock your doors.
Not at all.
No. I mean, it's like Mayberry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they really are. This is a very friendly neighborhood.
Right.
Wonderful picket fences everywhere. And,
absolutely.
And Ma, Pa out on the front porch enjoying the lemonade. And
yes. Now watch your car.
Where is that? Southwest, where we're going tonight? Southwest?
Probably southeast.
Southeast. Just at one. It's rather at L and Half Street in southeast D.C. tonight.
Yes.
From 8 until 9, because the Red Sox let him down again,
yes.
Mike will be in Club Wet, a gay club. I mean, we'll all be there.
Yes.
But Mike will be on one side of the bar by himself, wearing a leather vest and no shirt.
And I forgot to wear my jacket.
For an hour.
I forgot to wear a jacket, so that means that there will be street time that I will be, I'll probably be wearing the leather vest all the way down there. Yeah, that's the best one. I'm not excited about that.
Oh, gosh, I am. I really am.
I've been thinking about it. I talked to you today. I said, you know, maybe another week of recovering from your hip replacement surgery.
Nah, I'm fine.
You know, I think...
If I'm good enough to come in here, I'm good enough to go down there tonight.
I know. He called me. I got a message from Don with a great deal of glee. You know, I'm feeling fine. Hope you brought your leather vest.
Absolutely.
You know, as I said yesterday, when you weren't here, I said I really didn't want to pay off the bet unless you were going to be there. Not because I want to, you know, give you the good show, but just because it's not going to be paying off the bet unless the other guy's there.
That's right.
I know, and I'll be there. Trust me, I'll be there. I'll be counting the minutes.
1 hour.
I'm already counting the minutes until 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And I'll be counting the minutes, all 60 of them. I'll be doing it second by second tonight, watching you very uncomfortably on one side of the gay bar.
Yep.
And we're hoping now that all of our homo listeners will show up.
They get to stay with me on one side of the bar, right?
Join Mike on his side of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are on the other side of the bar.
That's right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be, it'd be fine without the, it's the outfit. I've seen what I look like.
Shirtless with a leather vest.
That's the best. The outfit that I have.
And you know, you're so lucky that the baseball players didn't go on strike. And we thought they were going to go on strike, so we cut this compromise deal.
Yeah, we did.
Because if it was the original bet, at this point, Mike would have had a diamond earring in the gay ear for a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And tonight, you would have been wearing the earring of my choice.
Yeah, it is a softer bet. Yes. There is no question. But nonetheless, there is a degree of embarrassment just based on the outfit. I mean, I could handle it if I was, like, fully clothed, but I'm going to be so self-conscious anyway.
Shirtless. Shirtless with just a black leather vest.
Yeah.
A black leather vest that just screams, F me.
Oh, God.
Hey, gay guys, F me.
Stop it.
F me hard. Hello, Don and Mike.
Clutching the board.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on, guys? Just wanted to call and wish Don a speedy recovery. Hope he's doing better.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, man. I just wanted to also say that the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, and New Orleans is finally going to get their team, and y'all have a good one.
Okay, what is the Saints' record currently?
4-1.
Very good. Well, they got a shot. They got a shot.
Pretty decent. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Welcome back, Don. I missed you.
Thank you, my friend.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm a straight guy, and I'm going to be attending your last gayest style show tonight.
I'll make you
What side of the bar are you going to sit on?
Yeah, make sure you're on the right side.
Done.
Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Yeah, you identify yourself as a listener. Will you please sit on my side of the bar?
Can I rub in a special way?
Can you what?
Can I rub up and down you in a special way?
No, you can't.
Fair enough.
Right, goodbye, my friend.
He accepts that.
Goodbye. See you later. Club Wet tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yes, it will be.
Because the Red Sox let you down every year.
Bastards.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'll be back next year.
Hello.
That's right.
Donnie, I was just wondering, is your hip feeling good enough so you can spread your legs so I can eat your...
Oh, see, you know what?
Cut him off. You got him.
I cut him off today before
he was... You are feeling better.
Before he was able to get it in. That guy calls all the time.
Good catch.
And wants to... He thinks I'm Jamie Lee Curtis. He thinks that I have male and female genitalia.
Uh-huh.
You nailed him. Negative.
You do not.
We always have to delete that out because he always wants to eat my, you know...
You got him. But you don't have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to know if you're going to make fun of Mike for kissing Bill Rowley's ass yesterday.
You know, I did not hear it. I am not aware of if there was ass kissing going on.
I towed the company line yesterday, and I was not difficult with Mr. O'Reilly due to the fact that he's part of the team now, and I think it's always a good idea to welcome somebody as nicely as you can. And
first one's free.
Yes, I was very kind to Mr. O'Reilly.
Did you at least bring up the fact that, remember 6 or 7 months ago when he signed with Westwood One, we made a big deal about the fact that stations are having to pay to pick up his show?
No, I did not bring that up. I don't think it would be, they were making such a, the whole reason I was in here yesterday
was
for that.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean... Yeah. And I was in here, and they said, you'd make the big announcement, and, it's his first day and all that, and, about all that.
I know.
Stuff with all the crap.
Yeah, I know, you poor guy.
I just
got thrown right in the middle of that yesterday.
Doing what I was doing. And no lack of self-confidence on that guy, though.
No. Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Still do all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Where's your crap detector now?
Again, not the original guy.
Disappointing, really.
Not the original guy.
Not at all.
But Don and Mike, hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Glad to have you.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm just kind of wondering, we're hoping that Mike in his weakened single state doesn't get lucky tonight.
You mean you think I might get swept up in the mood and actually get motivated to switch over to the life?
No, I'll tell you what's going to happen tonight. There's going to be some fancy lad there, some gay boy, go slip Mike a roofie. It is Amstel Light, and the next thing you know, Mike's going to wake up, and his butt's going to be bleeding.
Well, you've answered the question whether I will have any beverage now at all. I'm going to eat cherries.
How do you know?
I'll just eat cherries with the stems. Just going.
How do you know that they won't take the roofies and grind them up into a real fine
powder?
What is
powder? A roofie? What exactly is a roofie?
That's like
date rape. Yeah. Rufinol,
I believe. There you go.
You know, I'm so easy. He knows how to work me. He knows how to work me.
Now, as a matter of fact, I would say probably you should just not eat or drink anything tonight.
Should I have an enema? Jesus.
That would be the polite thing to do.
Now I know what it's not necessarily that you're feeling better. This is helping, isn't it? This is a tonic for you.
You bet. Come on.
This is a total tonic for you.
This is the payoff of
an
8-month bet.
I was really counting on, today. Listen, I'm coming back on the show, but, it's still bothering me and just a whole late night. No such luck.
No, it won't be a late night. I'll be, in at 8 and out at 9, just like you.
I'll be out of there quicker than you will be.
No. You'll be out of there at 9 o'clock. Well, no, you'll be out quicker.
You're damn right.
Because you won't be running.
Because you don't have a relocated hip, but we'll be there for the same amount of time.
That's right.
And boy, am I looking forward to it. Tonight, you, shirtless, with a leather vest, for an hour at Club Wet. Club Wet. L Street and Half Streets. Southeast D.C.
Okay.
Come on out, everybody. Okay. Come one.
Yeah. You didn't do this the last time when we had to pay off the bet.
Everybody's welcome.
Come one, come all. That's right. You're right, I didn't, because it wasn't a bet between you and I. It was that was a bet that we lost together.
I understand.
This is our annual Red Sox bet.
Yep.
Come on. It's going to be good.
It's going to be fine.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, how y'all?
Hey, we're doing great.
Great. Hey, Mike, I want to give you a lookout. Tonight, whatever you do, don't use the middle stall.
All right, everybody, Mike, everybody's calling.
Everybody's a helper now. Everybody is a helper.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops. You're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a clip-on earring that my mom used to wear. That probably goes perfect with that vest.
Yeah, you know what you can do? I got a real great suggestion as to what you can do with your clip-on earring.
All right, Tiger.
Make it a clip-on suppository.
Slow down.
Hold on, Tiger.
Hold it.
Hold on. He doesn't have to wear the earring.
I'm not wearing an earring. This guy can, why don't you eat it and then pass it? Hope it rips you up. Hope it comes through your system and just like drags its fingernails right down that intestinal tract.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Actually, you're talking about roofies before. In the gay community, it's not called roofies.
What are they called?
It's called Gina, which is short for GHB. So if anybody asks you if you want to meet Gina, you tell them no.
Gina.
Gina.
Okay. Look at Mike roll his eyes.
Yeah, Gina will make you a little nauseous at first, and then you won't remember anything.
All right.
Okay. But you'll wake up with...
This whole discussion is done.
The thought that somehow you will be drugged and raped tonight.
We're stopping this discussion right now.
The medical misfits. Happy hip hunting, Don. How's it going?
Okay, my friend. We're doing all right.
I can't believe Buzz is the healthiest one right now, eh, Buzz?
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Well, Robbie, too, but I don't know how they're going to find a coffin for him with a head that big, but...
Jesus.
Wow. All right, get
out of here. Show's got a very dark tone to it.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Listen, I just want to warn Mike that if someone offers to help him sit and offers to push in his stool, he should definitely say no.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Well, listen, we're going to put this on the back burner, no pun intended, for right now. You'll be hearing all about it on tomorrow's episode.
Much more important stuff to discuss, which is what I was talking about yesterday, which is what you're going to talk about today, your procedure.
But I love talking about the fact that tonight you will be wearing
I understand.
A leather vest with no shirt and club wet.
All right, then.
Starting at 8 o'clock. What are you worried about? The place?
I'm not worried about anything.
The place is like in the worst
possible
neighborhood.
I'm not worried.
It might as well be in hell.
We are.
This place is in such a bad neighborhood.
I am not worried about a thing. It's going to be fine.
There's not a chance that more than 10 people show up.
It has nothing to do with going to the gay club or who's going to show up.
Is it the vest?
It's the vest. Yeah.
The shirtless vest?
And it's the, it's just,
How does it fit?
It's a little big.
Okay.
But it looks silly. It looks really, really ridiculous.
Better big than small.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, I got it extra, extra, extra big.
Oh, you got the 3XL?
Yeah. So I'd swim in it, Because I just wanted it to, I wanted to wear it, I thought I might wear it over something and then under, I might actually wear it over my shirt and then do the bra trick when it's time to get ready at the bar.
Oh, come on.
No, I'll do it. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I'll wear the vest without a shirt.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was the bet.
Yeah, I know it's the
bet. that was the bet.
I'm aware that was the bet. How's your hip?
You're going to try to change the topic here.
Just kind of curious.
No, you're not.
Just curious. I am curious about the procedure.
I know you are, but I also know that you don't like talking about the fact that we'll be a club wet tonight.
No.
You'll be wearing a leather vest shirt listening to the gay club.
You have seized on that, haven't you?
Have you thought about wearing a Red Sox hat?
No.
No?
No, I mean, if that was part of the bet, I'd wear it, but it's not part of the bet. I'm not going to wear it.
So you want to accessorize?
It wouldn't matter to me if you'd like me to wear, if someone would bring me in a Red Sox hat, I'd be happy to wear.
I mean, at least that would give you one hetero item you'd have on.
Yeah, it'll look a lot better if I wear the Red Sox hat. I agree, Don. I think it's a terrific idea.
It will look better.
I think I'll wear the Red Sox hat with my no shirt and vest. Wear a little boy's hat. I think that'll really compliment me. I mean, that'll make me look machismo.
It's a regular man-sized hat.
Sure.
Not one of them little beaver cleaver hats.
Absolutely. Maybe somebody could bring some baseball fans, too.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, man, I worked behind there for almost a year. You would not believe the stuff we saw at that place.
Oh. Well, we've been there before, sir.
Yeah, we've been there. We had to pay off
not
a bet.
Not that big a deal, you know?
We had to pay off a bet one time there.
We've been there before.
You see the busloads of dudes showing up with, like, chaps on and leather vests and Red Sox hats on?
Goodbye.
Have fun.
Thank you for piling on, sir.
We will, and we'll have the full report on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
Now, I don't know about sneaking a tape recorder in there. We tried to the last time we were there.
They do not let that happen.
They frowned upon that, so I guess you're just going to have to live with our first-hand, no pun intended, accounts.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get, you know, your ass kicked when you tried to bring the tape recorder in there last time.
I did.
And I thought you were going to get your ass kicked by a woman.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, that's right. That gigantic Big Mama house lady.
Yes.
So what tomorrow will be is almost like Ken Burns' Civil War with a word-by-word recreation of the evening. It'll be a chilling recreation and very good. No actual tape will exist. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
He is uptight about this.
Nothing at all. Nothing.
Hello, Lily.
Hi. I'll bring the camera, and I just...
Well, now...
I'm just teasing. That was the joke.
Okay. Even I had to stand up for Mike there to say...
Thank you.
For just one moment. Allow the man to keep a shred of his dignity.
Thank you.
The thought of cameras never entered into...
Thank you very much.
...into the equation.
Very
you know,
kind of you.
Cameras equals internet.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just thinking blackmail.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that big a deal. Right.
Yeah, no, really, not at all. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're riding together.
Yeah, Lisa and I are riding because I'm afraid to travel alone in my fancy car
in
that part of town.
Jesus.
I don't want to park it on the street in that part of town.
No, you'd be respected in that, and they think you're some fancy drug dealer.
Yeah, I don't want to be. That's precisely.
A drug dealer or a pimp driving that car you're driving.
I don't want them to think that.
A fag drug dealer.
Not that there's anything wrong. Not that there's anything wrong with that
Absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely.
And I really do hope that our friends... I implore our friends in the gay community to, you know, come on down there with a little moral support. Remember the last time we paid off a bet there, it was very comforting to have members of the gay community that we knew, that knew us.
Yep.
You know, my worst situation would be all of you on one side saying nothing to me, and we will have no interact. Well, we can speak across the bar, correct?
We can point and laugh.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Love you.
I'm really thinking that it's us on one side just looking at you on the other side.
Right.
I do know that Cheryl will come, Joe will come. I'm hoping that Terry and the gay bowling team, his gay fraternity, they'll probably come, and Robert.
And I'm okay with you guys. I'm okay with you guys.
And Robert the angry mailman's coming.
Uh-huh.
And I am okay with you guys sitting on the other side of the bar. Because, you know, I mean, we didn't make any ground rules for what you're going to do. You know, it could have been anything from you. You dropped me off, you know. And I'm happy to have you all in there. I really am.
We got
to
watch.
As my posse.
We got to watch it happen tonight.
Very good.
Yeah, dog.
We got to watch it.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the guy that you hired to steal the vest out of your car. Well, I ain't going to do it, man, because you didn't leave me my $200,
all right? All right.
All right. So, see you tonight at Club Web.
What do you got?
Well, I want to start today by thanking Jerry, the pimply-faced male nurse.
Yes.
Falker.
Uh-huh.
The guy I've talked about on the radio the last couple of times. I got in for therapy for my hip.
Right.
When I went in for therapy yesterday morning, he presented me with, he went to Target, as you can see, and bought me five pairs of black Jake Taylor low-rise briefs so that he would no longer have to see my skid-marked white underpants.
Very thoughtful.
So touche to Jerry, the pimply-faced male intern.
Jerry had finally found out that Jerry had a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, I'm laying on that table.
Good for Jerry.
I'm laying on that table yesterday morning. And I got my pants are pulled halfway down my ass, and they've got those electrodes on there. And he comes in and he goes, hey, dude, I bought you a gift. And I'm just laying down, and he puts it in front of me. I go, oh, what is this? He goes, hey, dude, it's black underpants, so I don't have to see your skin mark.
There you go. Way to go, Jerry.
So thank you.
You know, they are attractive underwear. Very nice.
So thank you, Jerry. Now, you're probably wondering to yourselves, in the year 2002.
Yes.
What type of modern medical procedure must we have come to be able to relocate a dislocated hip? Yes.
Yeah,
well, when I went in for the x-rays on this, I told you it was all computerized.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That they took the x-ray, and 1 second later, I'm in the doctor's office, and he's got a computer, much like the one we have in front of us, and he's moving the mouse around, and he's making the images larger and smaller. And
very sophisticated MRI equipment now. I mean, it's amazing.
I go in yesterday, and they say, well, great news. The inflammation around the area with the hip looks great. The meds have really done their work.
Good.
And what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to pop the hip back in.
Oh, man.
I said, okay, I'm for this. Like a week ahead of schedule.
Right, yeah.
So I'm thinking it's good medical news.
Sure.
They bring me to another part of the hospital doctor's office thing. Mm. And what they asked me to do is lay down on a table.
Okay.
And now I'm laying on it. Keep in mind it's my right side that's effed up.
All right.
So I'm laying on my left side, facing the wall. I'm on one of those examination type beds.
And you're on your left side, sort of in the fetal position, or
there's a metal bar next to me,
right?
Like you see in a handicap stall,
like a hospital bed, thing, right?
And but this
that's right on the wall.
Yeah, this is actually attached to the wall.
Okay, all right.
I don't think anything of it, and I'm laying there on my side, and the team of medical people come in and they say, "Hi, how are you doing? Things look great. Okay, here's what we want you to do. You stay right in the position you're in right now.
Right.
And what we want you to do is hold on to that metal bar as tightly as you can." And I stupidly still am thinking that from behind me there's going to be some Star Trek-type medical device-type thing that's just going to, with electricity, magnets and stuff, it's going to magically pop the hip back in.
Right.
Well, imagine my surprise when two really, really big, bulky male nurses come in. And these guys are not like Jerry, the kid with pimple. These are
maybe guys that are hired for this specific task.
These are big, strong, look like bouncers.
Uh-huh.
And one of them positions himself up by the top where I am, and he takes his big hands, which are one of my hands could easily go inside. I mean, could go inside the palm of this guy. My whole stretched out hand.
He's got a Smithfield ham for a hand.
Could go inside the palm of this dude's hand.
Okay, big guy.
His hands are. He takes my hands, wraps them around the pole. This metal bar.
He's holding onto your hands that are around the bar.
Yes, and what he's doing is he's covering them. Now the guy behind me, I realize what he's doing is he's got my ankles in a similar position. And I'm thinking, well, now what, I'm
kind of what I'm going to go through tonight.
What's going on? Yeah. I say, wait, guys, what are you doing? And they say, this is how we do it. And
this is how we do it.
I am expecting some Star Trek piece of medical, some 21st century apparatus to come down.
Right.
Imagine my surprise when I crane my neck and I see the doctor back there with a rubber hammer. And I mean, not like the type that they poke on your leg to make your leg go up and down. I mean, it is a big ass
a mallet.
Rubber, yes, that's exactly the word. Thank you, buddy.
Like a heavy mallet.
A rubber mallet.
Wow. Draw a picture of how big the head of the mallet was.
Be glad.
Because I'm just curious as to what the size was. When you said, the last thing you told me on the phone, that they took a rubber hammer to you, and I wanted to get an idea of the size.
Hammer time. All right, let me try to draw this realistically.
Because I was curious, that was the last thing, and then you said you'd tell me the rest of the stuff on the show.
Probably that big.
So, a lot of weight with it.
And, you know what, maybe even bigger than that. Bigger than this, probably, what's the size on the index cards I write on?
5x8.
5x8. Bigger than this.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe right about this size.
Like the kind you'd ring the bell with at the circus.
Yeah.
At the carnival.
And it's got a wooden handle on the end of it.
Wow.
And I say, what's going on? We say, this is how we do it. You better turn your face towards the wall. Brace yourself.
Oh, man.
Now, keep in mind, I'm saying, huh? And before they started, I said, well, don't I get an injection or something?
Yeah.
Said, no, we can't give you anything now because it's in perfect position to slide back in. But we'll give you something after we're done.
Oh.
I go,
wow.
Hey. So, the good doctor comes back.
He's using two hands.
He's got two hands on this
guy. Two hands on it.
He's got two hands. And now I'm turning around and looking, so I'm really not able to see.
Oh, God.
So what they say is, if you face exactly towards the wall, there is a mirror up in the corner, one of those round-type mirrors.
Yeah.
And if I looked up there, I could see what he was doing.
All right.
So I'm laying on my left side, holding on to this bar.
And you see him getting ready to smack you?
I got the guy with the two meaty hands on my hands, two meaty hands on my ankle.
And I'm guessing he's going right for the tip of your hip?
Yeah, he's going right for the spot. And I see him go, he raises up about 6 inches, and boom! And it's... and I go, and I mean, I flip out.
Yeah. Right.
I am, you think this... Dennis got nothing on me.
Right.
I mean,
I
am like a fish out of water.
Right.
And I am squirming, and these guys are holding me down, and I'm going, ah, I mean, I'm coming out with everything. I'm coming out with MF. I'm coming out with GD. I'm coming out with, I am going to kill you MFers. What the F are you doing? And then they say, hold on, stop, just a second. Stop. Feel around. Go. We didn't get it. We gotta try again.
I guess they try real hard to get it the first time.
Right.
Too.
So now the doc, he's feeling, he goes, do you feel this? Do you feel this? Yes! 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 That's the spot. That's it. He goes, okay. Now I'm watching again in the mirror. Time number two.
I bet they don't want you to watch, right?
Time number two. One, two, and this time he does it a little bit lighter. I'll say to his credit,
a little
bit lighter, but still hard enough to go, ow, and...
Oh, yeah. God.
Ah! And then I'm going,
Did they get it the second time?
No.
Oh no.
Did not get it the second time.
I bet that's not abnormal. It takes them a few tries to pop it back in there.
That's what they were telling me. They said
why can't they use, like, a knee or something like that?
They
got to hit right onto the bone? Is that what they do? Oh,
they said,
God.
Yeah. They said a lot of times if they got guys with shoulder separations, they hold them down. They'll actually put someone on the table, hold them down, and they'll just hit it with a hammer.
Until it comes.
With this rubber hammer mallet.
That's probably a better alternative then.
Until it pops back in, because I think it's rather unscientific just to have a guy kneeing you in the back.
Jesus.
So the third time. And now, by this time, I'm just saying, whatever I have done...
Are you in agony, too?
And you know me. Listen, I'm the world's biggest pussy. I have the lowest threshold for pain in the world.
Right.
And I am just... I am like a little girl. I am like one of those babies that girls have that cry and wet their pants.
Right.
I am just... I'm in agony. And they go, okay, we're gonna get it this time. One, two... And this time, not even close.
Oh, no.
Not even close.
So, like, he's missing the hip?
Not even close.
He's, like, hitting the meat?
So, what they do is kind of funny. They go to the bullpen.
To get another guy?
Say, we're going to bring somebody else in. We're going to bring, I guess they're going to bring the Roger Clemens in.
Was this our buddy that was trying to do it?
No, this is somebody else.
A pinch hitter.
So they're going to bring in another guy.
Bring in the fireballer. Bring in the fireballer from Montana.
Now, my question is, why didn't we start with this guy?
Right. Yeah.
Why do I have the guy who apparently is just good enough to throw batting practice? How come I don't have the ace,
the guy
who throws strikes?
Yeah.
So this guy comes in, and immediately when this guy comes in, I know... that this guy's going to get it done.
Good. You also know you're probably going to have your last moment of exquisite pain.
He looks at me. He looks at my buttock area. He looks at my hip. He looks and he goes, well, I see no one's gotten the spot yet. He says, is this the spot right here? And he pokes right exactly right where it is. Uh-huh. He's not looking at an x-ray. He's looking at my big ass.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll have this over in 5 seconds. Tense. He's talking to the guys now, to his henchmen. Tense. He says to me...
What's tense?
Hold my hands and hold my legs.
Right.
He's saying to me, loosen up. I say, how am I supposed to loosen up? He said, this is part of the problem. you're very tense. I said, yes, I'm very tense. You've hit me three times in the ass with a rubber hammer.
Right.
He said, I guarantee you, if you loosen up, I will knock it back in this time.
And is that when you released your bowels?
He said, this is what I'm known for.
Yeah. Right.
This is my specialty. I said,
what up?
Well, then why
the F didn't they get him in there?
Why weren't you here before? Yeah. He said, well, I was with another patient.
Okay.
I was doing something else. He said, but I'm very good at this, trust me. Relax. Now,
I'm just going to take my finger.
I'm laying on the table, and he's looking at me, and he's touching me, not in a gay way, not gay in any way.
No.
Just my hip area, he says, you're still too tense. I can tell you right now, I'm going to hit it. It's not going to pop back in. We have to loosen you up. He says, we have to. How do you relax? What do you do to relax? And I said,
send somebody to the liquor store.
I said, well, generally, I chill out with my family, or I watch football on TV, or I party. He said, all right, here's what we'll do. Give me a Sports Illustrated. So they get a Sports Illustrated. They bring it in. They go, have you seen this one? I go, yeah, I already read that one. That was like 2 weeks ago. They go, all right, give me another magazine. So they bring in Rosie magazine.
Oh, dear.
Well, Rosie is interviewing the Sopranos women.
Right.
And he says, now, if you put this in front of you and you just start reading aloud, you're going to lose yourself. Because we're going to respond to what you're saying, and you're just going to forget that I'm going to hit you in the hammer.
All right.
I said, okay. And
God.
And no, really, I want to give this guy some credit.
Right.
Because I start reading the article, and it's Rosie O'Donnell talking with Carm Soprano and talking with the psychiatrist and with Janice. And as I'm reading it, and as we start talking about the Sopranos, I really, for a couple of seconds, the guy was right, forget the situation that I'm in.
Right.
And right as we're talking about, I said, oh, did you guys see the episode a couple of weeks ago where Ralphie was getting it up the A from Janice?
Right.
And they're all going, ha, ha, ha. It was at that moment, yeah. Boom.
And they nailed it.
And he knocked it clean in. And you heard an audible.
Really?
It could have been one of our secret sounds.
Right.
It was so clear. Just the.
And what was the feeling when he knocked it in? Was it excruciating pain at that point, too? Or
It was painful.
Right.
But then better.
Right. Yeah.
But then immediately better.
Right.
Immediately better. And he said, can you roll over? I was able to roll over, which I hadn't been able to do previously.
Right.
Oh. And the guy says, as he's taking off his rubber gloves, I told you I'm the best at this.
Hey, that's amazing. Hey, you want that. Absolutely.
You do. I told you I'm the best. He said, someone should have done the magazine trick with you a long, long time ago, although I'll say to the other doctor's credit that the way the hip was balanced there, it would come out of joint, that really it probably took two or three solid hits
to
move it close,
yeah.
Close enough.
So the other doctor had moved it along a little bit.
To do the whack-a-mole thing. And I said to the guy, I said, don't we have anything in this modern day and age? Now, and incidentally, it's at this point, that right away then, he says, now that it's back in, now I'm going to give you a shot. You're going to like this shot.
You're going to like this shot.
You're really going to like this shot.
Right.
So I get the shot.
In the ass?
Right in the hip.
Okay.
Right,
like a cortisone shot.
Above my ass. And I mean, it's like 5 seconds later. And,
right.
And I'm just all goofy.
Right.
And I said, ha, 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 ha. You popped my hip back in.
Feeling strong.
And the guy says, yeah, someone should have just been reading to you or had you read aloud.
Right, right.
That's what we do all along. And at this point, even now, while I'm relaxed, he still has the two gigantic, these incredible Hulk guys still holding my hands and my legs.
Just to stabilize it for a minute so it doesn't pop right back out or something?
I guess so, because I said, hey, can these guys please let me go? because I had rolled over just a little bit, but these guys are still now, they're holding me.
Right.
I'm kind of laying half on my back.
Sure.
And he says, we just want to make sure everything's okay, that it doesn't pop back out.
Ooh. So, yeah, because the blood's got to get circulating around the area to get it back in there.
So we're making some more small talk, and it's helped, of course, by the fact that I'm, you know...
So he gave you a shot right after he popped it back in.
Immediately after, and... he's looking at his watch, and he says, okay, that should be about right. Let's see if you can stand up. And they help me with my legs, and I go stand up, and it's like, ta-da!
And you knew right away?
Frankenstein.
You knew by the feeling that it was okay?
Yes, you have created the monster. Look at me, I can stand.
You know, it's pretty amazing that you were that you even got up that day. That you got up when you got hit by that car. I mean, obviously he popped your hip out of joint, right? That's pretty significant stuff. You must have had a lot of adrenaline going through.
Yeah, and then he said, now you're going to feel good for about a half an hour, so go down and get your ride home.
Right.
And on the way home, we're going to stop and we're going to give you, some more meds.
Sure.
And then what we want you to do when you get home, you either lay on your stomach or lay on your side or lay on your back. Just don't get up.
Right.
Just... lay down. Just don't.
So they didn't want you to put any pressure on the hip yesterday at all.
Don't do anything.
Get it used to being back where it's supposed to be.
So I did that. I actually stuck with that for maybe 6 hours.
You were able to stay motionless for 6 hours.
And then...
on your stomach, right?
Yeah, and then it was like, I was bored.
Yeah.
I was bored and I thought... you know, I've been laying on my stomach for 6 freaking hours. My neck is killing me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm having to crane my neck like this. So finally I just kind of...
to see the TV.
I roll myself over, and I pop the TV on. And I realize that in the bedroom, we only have basic cable. We don't have DirecTV. So this is killing me now.
Sure.
Because I got 4 channels to choose from.
Right.
And nothing good is on. So I make my way downstairs.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, no, as it turns out, it worked out okay.
You were all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I worked myself downstairs. I got myself all situated in one spot. Where I turned on the TV, I had the dish on. Shock. Once I was downstairs and got the satellite dish on, there's still nothing on.
Yeah, nothing on, really.
Evolution with David Duchovny.
You watch Chief Moose at all?
No, I stayed away from the broadcast networks.
Okay.
I was strictly on HBO's.
Right.
And everything was cool until last night, I guess it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was laying in bed, and I'd been drinking fluids all day, and I hadn't peed. And it was 3 in the morning. And, man, I woke up, and I had to go like a racehorse. So I got out of bed, and I was a little stiff.
Right.
I'm thinking, this is good. I'm making good progress.
Yeah.
I walk over to the bathroom. Now, don't turn the lights on or anything. I remember my wife is at her mother-in-law's.
Right.
At my mother-in-law. She's up at her mom's, and my kid is sleeping in his room. So I unzip. Not unzip, I pull out my wiener from my underpants, and I go. And I'm just standing there going, oh. And it's one of those times when, you know, you feel like you're going...
wiener.
You feel like you're going for 5 minutes. Oh, God, I can't believe this. So, God, I can't...
3 o'clock in the morning.
Can't wait to go back to bed. So I go back to bed, I get done. Put my wiener back in through the... And I actually used a little slot in the front of the underpants.
In front of the tidy whities.
That I never use.
Yeah.
So I go back to bed. Great. Feel good. Bladder is empty. 7 o'clock, the alarm goes off. I get up. I walk into the bathroom. And just because I am lucky, I am so goddamn lucky, I slipped when I walked into the bathroom. And caught myself. I went, whoa! Did one of these things caught myself? When I realized that at 3 o'clock in the morning, I didn't even hit the toilet. All I did was go all over the floor.
Oh no! That had to be lovely.
All over the floor.
And it had. What time did you get up? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
You had a good 4 hours for all that stuff to dry.
No, it didn't dry because as soon as I walked.
Yeah, I guess if it's that much of it.
I walked in the bathroom, and as soon as I walked past the toilet, it was, whoa, doing that thing where I caught my balance.
Thank God.
And I thought, now what the hell is going on here? What kind of plumbing problem is this? And then I looked down, and I realized.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
That's you.
Last night, I'm standing in me. I'm standing in me.
Not good.
My feet are in me.
Like
me. Yes, really, I'm really swimming.
So in your infirm condition, you had to do a little maintenance, too.
Yeah, so I immediately brought myself over to the bathtub, you know, and got my feet under the bathtub. And then, now I'm thinking...
Paper towel alert.
How do I do this? Because I'm still kind of tough bending over.
Right.
So what I did was... Great minds think alike. By this time, my kid's already gone to school, so I'm on my own. I go downstairs, and I get two rolls of Bounty paper towels. What is it? I get them, and I'm just peeling these things off like crazy.
Right.
And I have the whole area around the toilet just saturated with these. I put on an old pair of slippers, and I walk around, and simply I'm going like this. I'm just... Like marching in place,
right?
Stomping.
They're not your wife's slippers, are they?
No, they're mine. They're my old banana peel slippers. They're slippers that look like bananas.
If you're in those fuzzy slippers, you know, all of a sudden, now, these were pink at one point.
So I'm stomping and stomping and stomping and not stomping, but you know, doing my little marching in place, and then I'm able to reach over enough.
Probably good therapy for the hip when you did that.
I'm able to reach over enough to pick up. The gigantic pile of Bounty towels.
Saturated.
That are just soaked with me.
Oh, my.
Soaked with me.
Get that out to the street.
And I got to go downstairs. So now I'm going downstairs very carefully. And I've counted instantly 28 steps from my first floor to the second floor.
You know you're hurting when you count the steps.
And I'm going down. I'm going 1, 2, 3. And in my right hand...
At this point, you're able to... Yeah, I mean, he said you could get up and around, right?
Yeah, and I'm like I am today. I'm walking around. I have the brace. If I feel uncomfortable, right. I'm supposed to put the back brace back on.
Mm-hmm.
When I get down to about step number 27, the dogs go crazy. Because...
They want what's in your hand.
They sure do.
Oh, gross, man.
They sure do. And at this point... They're not snipping at it. They're not grabbing for it. But the three of them, Clink, Max, and Rudy, they're all barking and going crazy. Like, you know how dogs feel like when they see a squirrel outside?
Yeah, they're going nuts.
Or see a bird? It's like, they must smell the pee.
Yeah.
And I've got it in my hands. And they're like...
Surprised they didn't go tearing upstairs following the scent.
So I say, I'm yelling at them, saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. I go to the front door, I open the front door, I go, out, out, get out, get out. But the dogs won't leave.
No.
Because I still have the Bounty in my hand.
Oh, now with that perfume you've got in your right hand.
So I make my way through the kitchen, into the garage.
And you mean Bounty, the Bounty that you have.
to the dumpster. The dog's following me the whole way.
Jumping into the dumpster.
Where?
Chewing.
I open up the big green thing and I throw it in. And I say, phew. All right, now I'll go up and I'll clean up the residual. I get a mop. And as I am walking back towards the upstairs, I see that there are very small drips that have followed me.
Sure.
And this is where it's great to have dogs because my dogs... are cleaning up the trail of drips.
Oh, no.
They're cleaning up the trail of drips.
Oh, that's gross.
From the stairs.
Okay.
Over to where the, Ravi, you know where it is, the door that goes to my garage.
I'm never going
to
kiss another dog.
Give Daddy a kiss.
Oh, man.
And they're going to town on it. They're just like, nobody's business.
They like that.
And I'm looking at them, and I'm just saying, Daddy loves you, stupid animals.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's right. Look it up. It's good for you.
She didn't hear anything. Anything at 3 o'clock in the morning when you completely missed the bowl?
No, I was out of it.
Just totally, almost half asleep.
I was out of it. I was still zoned on my meds.
Right.
I was just so happy to be standing there going.
So relieved.
And I thought about it later. I didn't even attempt to reach down and flush. Right. I thought it might hurt. I just was standing there and went, oh.
There you go.
Oh, that's so good. Of course it was good. I was
the just, tile has never looked shinier.
It was all over the place. So anyway, I had to go back upstairs, got the mop, and
look at that shine.
Able to clean it up, and everything's okay.
Fantastic.
Everything's fine. I want to thank my doctors. They did a yeoman's job.
Very good.
And here I am today in front of you now. Now, I still have to go to this therapy.
You still have to go for a while?
Yeah, for 2 or 3 more weeks.
Well, you don't mind that too much.
No, I got to go with the I Dream of a Genie Lady and Jerry the Pimply Faced Kid.
Very good.
But all is well.
Yeah,
all is well.
That's a great relief.
So that's it, and more importantly, I will be able to be at your appearance tonight, Mike.
You know, I was enjoying as we drifted away from that subject. It was quite pleasant, and well, it's good to have you back, and I'm glad that you your mind is better. I mean, I can tell that you're happier. You were in quite a bit of pain for quite some time.
Now I feel much better. Thanks to all my doctors. They did a really great job, and that's it. That's the story.
Now you're done, and you know. Beware pedestrians. You know, you never know where you're going to be when somebody might slam into you.
And the only other sidebar to this story is that I, as of yet, have not received word from the guy's insurance company. The guy who hit me.
And we're probably talking about a pretty penny at this point.
Yeah, and it was, it's now going on 10 days since he hit me. And I've not heard a word yet from his insurance company.
It's all retroactive. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll be able to take care of that.
So, you know,
maybe you'll deal with the son again.
I am, I'm not the suing type.
Right.
No, of course not.
But, you know, for goodness sakes. How about it?
Hey, you know, he's got an insurance company.
How about
the way the system works in this country?
How about stepping up? So I'll let you know what happens on that front, because I really, God, it would be awful to have to sue a guy.
Yeah, it would be awful to sue him. You know, well, you know that.
But my wife is going to kill me if the insurance doesn't pay for
it. Did you call a representative of his insurance company?
Yeah.
And they said they were going to take care of it?
Yeah, and then they never got back to me.
They will. They will.
All right.
Is it a big one? Is it a reputable one?
Yeah,
Man Insurance?
Old Spice Insurance?
What letter does this stuff
Tony
have?
Tony S.'s insurance company?
That's who it is right there.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, the thing that worries me is that's my insurance company, too. And it's not like I have all the confidence in the world.
Oh, dear.
What were the tornadoes that hit our house recently?
Kind of slow pay.
Yeah. So anyway, glad to be back. Thanks for holding down the fort yesterday.
Thank you.
He's going to call 100 right here, right now, the secret sound, which sounds very much like my hip being put back into place.
It does indeed.
But it is not.
No.
It is a common everyday sound that has to do with your personal hygiene.
It's tough to do that yesterday, you know, about your henchman over there.
Oh,
I always try to find it out.
Oh, he wouldn't tell you?
No, he never tells me.
Good for you, Rob. good for you, Harris Spiewak. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now, you animal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm just going to call 100.
All right.
Right here and right now. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I call when I get the secret sound.
Yeah, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
My name's Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Dan, you have won the complete season 2 of Friends on Divid, and that is from Tibbs. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's the DVD from TBS.
Right. Divid from Tibbs.
Now you'll play for $1,000. Common everyday sound has to do with your personal hygiene.
It is not a hip being popped back into place.
No, it's not. Identify the sound. Win $1,000. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Dean Martin again.
And we wish you Godspeed again.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Dean Martin again.
Again, I like him this week.
Oh, you like him? Oh, because your voice.
Everybody loves sound.
Yeah! Yeah.
Still not there.
Okay. For $1,000.
This isn't a show, it's a ward.
For $1,000. I'm feeling well.
Okay.
Yeah?
For $1,000, what's the sound?
The sound is closing of dental floss.
Closing of dental floss is a great guess. It is a wrong guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's also not the opening of dental floss.
Ah, okay.
Just so you didn't think we pulled a fast one on you. Thanks, and don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
All righty.
A clue for you. Thank you, my friend.
What's the opening of dental? I use Glide.
Yes.
And don't you just pull it out and cut it?
Yeah, there's a little snap cap on it, though.
Yeah, but there is a cap on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't make any big sound.
No. That actually sounds like that.
we amplify
the sound, Mike.
Yeah, I know you do. Almost to the point of making it sound like something else.
Now, listen.
I'm sorry.
I think this sound...
I'll just be glad. You know me. I'm just waiting for tomorrow.
I'm
waiting for tomorrow to come.
Yeah, best today.
I never dreamed in a million years that it would be this much on my mind. I don't know why it is.
So you're tonight.
Tapping my foot.
You look like Tom Arnold today.
Yeah, I know.
You look like a rat on crack.
I know.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
4 hours from now, you'll be starting. 5 hours from now, it'll be over.
Yeah, that's true.
5 hours from now, you'll be in your car.
Well, I'm also off.
You'll be in Lisa's car.
I'm also off the sauce, so that might have something to do with it, too.
Well, what's that movie where he says, I picked an awful time, stop drinking?
Yes.
Airplane?
Exactly.
You might want to start.
Now I just want to give my voice a rest and not talk loud in crowded places. There you go. You know, and
that
it
means
seems
you
to
can
be...
have much more... intimate conversations.
God.
Whisper.
Feel everything.
So to speak.
Yeah, baby.
Listen, on Friday, we have a trip to Las Vegas to give away, and here's what I'd like to do. We did this once before. That's right, it's the backwards newlywed game.
Very good.
We did this one time before, way back, I think, around Valentine's Day.
It was lovely.
Now, here's what we're looking for, ideally. You don't have to be a newlywed to play the game. And this is the newlywed theme backwards. It's the backwards newlywed game. What we're looking for are couples who are very close to divorce.
Okay.
Couples who think, you know what? It's over between us. We've decided.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we'd like those couples to come down and answer newlywed type game questions from the game.
Now, are we accepting separated and divorced couples? Is that what we're...
No. We're looking
just separated.
Just separated. Because the hope would be that they will take the trip to Las Vegas and they will get divorced while they are in Las Vegas.
And all the questions on the reverse newlywed game are designed to drive couples apart.
Absolutely.
Very good.
First. You know, what's her worst feature? What's his worst feature?
Absolutely.
What does she do worst in bed? What does he do worst in bed? Which member of her family would you like to kill?
Yeah. But it does count. I mean, if you match, you know, it's not like you're going to come down here and try to lose. You're going to try, you're trying to match the person.
And there you go. That's right. There's the backward newlywed game.
You really match what you hate about the person.
Now, there is... no nudity involved.
None.
One of our few games involves no nudity.
That's correct.
If you'd like to play, call right now. I'm going to be flapping my gums with Mike about something here for a couple of seconds. So call 877.
Please do.
365-3636. And simply talk to Doughy Joe or Playboy Lisa. And they will get your information.
Very good.
We will take the first four couples
to play the reverse newlywed game, separated couples only.
Yes, and that is on Friday. Couples who are married but are separated.
Very good.
Now, I mean, without prying into your relationship, yes. I don't know if you're legally separated.
We are legally separated. Okay, yes, we are.
I think as long as you listening right now are living somewhere other than the home where your wife or husband is living,
right?
We would accept that.
Yes, and it would help if you're still speaking, but perhaps barely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you'd have to sell this obviously to your better half. mm-hmm. to get he or she to come down
exactly
to play the game.
But look at the prize.
So make sure you do that, because the prize is a trip to Las Vegas.
Right.
Five nights, 6 days for two in Vegas, courtesy of Verimax.
You can go to the Little White Divorce Chapel.
The Verimax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Verimax. Mm-hmm. Available now at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Very good.
So we have a contestant already. Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We don't even need to speak to these people on the air, but I guess we will. Now, Ray, are you separated?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to court shortly. We were supposed to go today, but the hearing was canceled.
How long have you been separated, Ray? A year?
It's going to be a year, November 1st.
And you're counting the hours till till you get the paper?
No, it's not that bad. Separation's pretty much a done deal. So.
Do you think she'll come down and play the game with you?
Oh, yeah. She would do anything for money.
Hey, now that's the spirit, though.
Yeah.
That's the right attitude.
Now, you know, it's not cash. It's a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, she would do even more for that.
There you go.
Even more for that.
Yeah, in Las Vegas, you know, the money capital of the world.
And that's where we got married, though.
Oh, is it really where
Perfect.
You got married?
Oh, that's even more charming.
Even better.
How long have you been married, Ray?
It's going on 3 years, but... We got married through the drive-thru at the Little White Chapel.
There you go.
Oh, beautiful.
Might have been a warning sign there, but then again, what do
hey,
I
the
know?
The wedding was under $100 license and all. That was a big
I had 180 people.
All right, hold on. Hold on a second, Ray.
Thanks.
Hold on. And a great band.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Donna. Mike,
yeah, you know, regardless of my current situation, and I know my ex-wife, my estranged wife would agree to this, we had one hell of a shindig, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was a
yeah.
hell of a party.
Yeah.
No regrets on that,
Ken. Oh. Hello, Donna.
Mike. Yes, can I ask Mike?
Oh, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, you already got your four contestants?
No, do you want to play?
Yeah.
Now, are you separated?
Yeah, very separated.
Really? Now, do you think she'll play?
Yeah, I'm sure that, well, I can't say that on the air, but I'm sure that person would love to come down and play.
All right, hold on a second. Let's talk to Lisa.
Sounds good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, guys.
Hi, who's this?
This is George.
Now, George, are you separated?
Yes, it's been 13 months.
My goodness, it's an epidemic. Months. So you're letting it go longer, huh?
Well, you know, the best for the kids. We got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and that's about the only time I see her. When, you know, I go there to take the kids back, she only has them 2 nights a week.
Would you be willing to? Would she be willing to come down and play?
Yeah, she'd do it.
All right. Well, listen, you got to make sure she would.
She would.
Hold on. I'll put you back on with Lisa.
It's Friday evening, right?
Pardon me?
It's Friday evening? Friday afternoon?
Friday afternoon, right.
Okay.
All right, hold on there.
He sounds like he may still be living in a state of fear.
And if you are interested, call now. We'd like to wrap this up and get our four couples ready so we can play the backwards newlywed game on Friday.
All right.
On Friday's episode. Okay. Where do I begin?
Where do I begin?
I got so much stuff here. First, the good people at Walmart have sent me an advance notice that, yes, it's coming soon, Diet Vanilla Coke.
Wonderful. So that is a soft drink that I will... I'm going to give a try, too. I'd like to try that.
I know.
Will that replace Diet Cherry Coke on your list?
It could. It
really?
Could.
Wow.
I know you probably think, who gives a frig? But listen, I live my life for soft drinks.
Yes.
And I love Vanilla Coke. And now, anyway, thanks Walmart for sending me the advanced sticker that says...
Maybe they could come up with a new story. Vanilla Coke keeps your hip right in place.
Coming soon. Now, also, we received this in the mail... And I don't know if you want to call them up and tell them to go scratch or just leave it as is. Hi, Don and Mike. Want to have fun and get a ton of media exposure?
Yes.
Why not box Joey Buttafuoco? Celebrity boxing is the hottest thing going. Ask Fox. This is a great bit. 3 2-minute rounds, large gloves, headgear. Safe, controversial, and a guaranteed sellout. Joey will come on the show and promote it with you ahead of time. If this interests you, contact me for more information. From a broad named Jackie.
Well, it's not the TV show, is it?
No. What this is
just a boxing
just
match.
Joey
Buttafuoco. Because Joey Buttafuoco is such a loser that he feels he's got to do this boxing thing to make money.
I'd like to call now. I got to do that thing where I call, not put their voice on the air.
Right.
But would anybody like to wager... How much Joey Buttafuoco would charge to box somebody?
Is it on there?
It is not on the come on letter we received.
I'd say $1,000.
Even playing field. I'm going to say $5,000.
I'm going to say $5,000 plus airfare and accommodations. So you have to fly them in.
I'll say $2,000 plus expenses.
All right.
Man, how sad is that? Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to be boxing Joey Buttafuoco.
Unbelievable.
Joey Buttafuoco. I mean, what's that about yesterday's news?
All right. Let me fix this.
I'll do it. Right now.
I bet he does it.
Yeah, and he'd stage like a fake fight.
His phone ringing? Hello? Yeah.
Everybody's calling. For the seemingly little price of $5,000, you can box Joey Buttafuoco.
All right, let's see if we get a ring now. Come on, big box.
Hello, this...
I'd box Tonya Harding. Yes.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Jack Diamond. I'm a colleague from Mix 107.3 here in Washington, D.C. I'm joined by my little buddy, Bert.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
And we'd love to...
We'd like to box Joey Buttafuoco.
We'd love to.
Friend.
So call me here, Diamond, in the morning.
Thank you.
Mix 107.3...
Jack and Bert.
FM in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Diamond in the morning.
Where's my cheese?
Where's my Corvette? Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye-bye. Hey, would you mind if we had Joey box against a child with cancer?
Yes.
Because that's what our show is all about.
Kind of going the opposite way, Diamond. That's not the kind of exploitation we do.
No, but then we fix it. We fix it, little buddy.
Oh, so the kid will win.
So the kid with cancer beats up Joey Buttafuoco, and everybody thinks that we're really great guys.
Well, if not, we got him, but maybe box Chili Amar. Yeah, my friend.
All right.
Even though I'm not on the show, I still like to be on the show.
All right, little buddy.
Thanks, Diamond.
This is Diamond in the Morning.
And Bird.
See ya.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Thank God.
All right, we'll call that back again.
That is very, very sad.
Some other day, because you know there are disc jockeys who are calling now to get Joey Buttafuoco.
The password is strapped for cash.
Just box them. Now... yesterday on the show, while we were discussing, two days ago, while we were discussing the shootings that have gone on in the D.C. area,
right.
We were bitching about how the TV stations have been filling time and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
2 points to make on that. First point, if you read today's Washington Post, Paul Fahey wrote a story which virtually says everything we said.
Good.
Paul, I don't mind... if you're going to plagiarize things that we say on the show, but give us credit. The next time you write a story...
Amen.
...that basically says everything that Mike and I said on the radio the previous day...
The next time you you tap the vein that is our wisdom, please give credit where credit is due.
So anyway, he wrote an entire thing in the paper today about... where's the post, Robbie? Did I throw it away? Is it down here?
Is that it?
Yeah, this is right here.
Is it in the filing cabinet?
Yes, it was. The reassuring routine of no-news briefings. And then he goes into to say how all of the TV stations were afraid that the other ones were gonna get on the air before them.
That's such crap. I mean, really, these updates are absolutely unnecessary. I mean, they really are not necessary.
And also how the stations... have seen their ratings double and triple.
Right.
Because they're going on with the breaking news.
You know, and they really come in. We have breaking news now. Let's go to... And it is not breaking news.
No.
It is a prearranged press conference with no new information.
Now, here's the new wrinkle. Something that Mike said yesterday was, how about you get some of these TV reporters to actually... do some reporting,
right.
And I laughed.
I've said that all along.
And I said they're simply not capable.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. There is a guy at Channel 9... an old, grizzled friend of ours.
Great guy.
Named Mike Buchanan.
One of the best, yeah.
Now, this poor guy, this poor son of a bitch, we've known him 18, 19 years. He's gone from doing the body bag reports.
Which he was pretty much known in this town as the best guy for that.
And then for a while, they tried to dress him up and put him on the afternoon newscast.
Right.
And... you know, besides the fact that they could never find a shirt that had a neck big enough...
He's a hell of a survivor.
He just never quite meshed as an anchorman. So what they've done now is they put him on the morning show. He's on at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And he does the morning news without a jacket. He just has got a shirt and tie on, and he yells at people during the show, and he's actually quite good.
And he's really good about, he's a good journalist. He knows how to go out and get a story.
Here's the deal. Mike Buchanan finds out that at this school shooting a couple days ago in the D.C. area, that there was a tarot card that was left behind, allegedly by the killer, they think,
right.
And it said, "I am God."
Mm-hmm.
Mike Buchanan reported that.
Is he the one that, the original? I mean, he was the guy that got the scoop?
On Channel 9.
Right.
So today, you have Mr. Moose.
Mr. Moose having a meltdown.
Captain Moose is pissed.
Yes, he is.
He's pissed. Now, the chief of police is pissed because the news media is finding out stuff and reporting it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you got to decide if you want it one way or the other way. I'm all for the news media. If the news media can beat the police to the story.
Amen.
And as long as the news media calls up the police to say, guess what? And I'm sure Buchanan did this.
Yeah.
Called them up and said, I found a card that says, "I am God," a tarot card.
I don't know if he necessarily did that. I bet he didn't do that. I bet he did. I bet he didn't do that at all. I bet he went with it and he ran with the story. You know, I have really strong feelings.
Maybe you're right, because it's almost like the rule we always have on this show, that
your rule.
Yeah, do first and ask later.
And absolutely. And I'm behind Mike Buchanan and all those guys. You know what? The bottom line here is, if there's somebody that can get information, and I don't know how detrimental releasing that information is.
Right.
You know what? And if it is detrimental, I want somebody to tell me why it's detrimental.
Yeah.
Because obviously,
it didn't come from the cops.
You know, the only thing I would think would be, you put something like that out, you're giving the guy what he wants, you're feeding into the ego, uh-huh. and you're precipitating another attack. But they're saying he's going to do it again anyway.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, it's hard to say, but what I do get tired of is the same old crap. And I also get tired of the lectures and the pontificating from Chief Moose. Now, yesterday I said, I'm 100%, it sounds funny to say
Moose.
I'm 100% behind this guy.
Moose out front should have told you.
And all the cops that are working hard,
of course.
But at these briefings, I don't need to be to listen to a 15-minute lecture. I mean, if he's mad, take it up with the reporters, but don't waste the public's time, you know, chastising reporters when, you're just there to give us information, to let us know how people are doing. And, you know, what information are you giving us? The fact that Montgomery County Public Schools were off today? You know, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the purpose, Chief Moose,
of you
coming out every time?
Schools were off today. It was decided long before any of this happened.
Right.
Today was a regular day off.
Yeah. I mean, it's constant repetition.
I thought it was interesting. He was saying, you know, we can't let the media handle this.
He was all over Channel 9.
Hey, that's who Mike Buchanan worked
for. He was pissed at Channel 9.
Right. You know, if only Channel 9 would be more like Channel 4. Channel 4 never broadcast anything. Channel 4 simply follow everybody around.
He was talking to Channel 5 exclusively right after he gave his press conference.
I am so mad at Channel 9's. I'm so upset at Channel 9's. I like Channel 5, though. Hello, Channel 5.
He gave an exclusive. I don't know if he gave an exclusive, but he was
You never report any news at all. Thank you, Channel 5.
He was exclusively on Channel 5, and I just think everybody's getting burned out. Everybody's getting pissed off, and everybody wants to see some progress. And, you know, so far, you know, everybody wants to hear the same thing. I want to hear breaking news. You know, we got a house around.
Right.
That's what I want to hear.
This is Captain Moose. I watch Channel 5 because
Chief Moose.
Excuse me. This is Chief Moose. I watch Channel 5 because they don't report any of the news that they find out.
Well, I'm for Mike Buchanan.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah,
I'm always for Mike Buchanan. I mean, I really am. I mean, it's just like,
I just want to make sure we give fair time that a couple days ago we've been bitching that the TV stations are coming on with no news. Well, they actually, one of the stations, found some news yesterday, and it's not fair that today the cops are mad.
Now, have we had a confirmation on that tarot card now? Have we?
Yes, police have now confirmed it.
Because my feeling is, release that information, somebody that works in one of those stores where they sell that kind of, you know, Dungeons and Dragons S will be sitting there. Yeah, I remember this weirdo that came in.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but that's like everybody that goes to those stores.
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I just, I think we're all still on edge until we catch the guy.
Right. All I know is they're still on TV all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time they're on TV.
Breaking news when it's really not breaking news.
No, it doesn't break it about
just
it at all.
Just an update.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mike.
Oh, Mike, you were calling for the Backwards Newlywed game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a radio show. My name is Mike O'Meara. I'd like to bring...
All right.
All right, come on.
All right, you hump. Isn't it a tough enough day for me?
That was a screen call. Thank you, Joe.
Joe, was that you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're fired.
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John.
I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's about an hour northwest of Philly.
Yes.
I don't know how much of a listenership you have down here, but you got one loyal listener. It took me about 4 or 5 days to get used to you guys, but I listen every day. I love you guys. I'm
great.
Glad to hear that you're back, Don.
Thank you. I've been talking to you now for about 23, 24 seconds. I hate you. You know, maybe over time, if you call in a little more, I'll grow to like you. But right now,
that's not going to happen.
But right now, I'll tell you, no, we've been 32 seconds together, and
I've heard of backhanded compliments. That was a back of the ass compliment.
I hate you.
Oh, gee, thanks, but. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, Don. Glad your hip's back in place.
There you go. That is that. He's a trooper. Maybe there's hope for him.
Goodbye. See you later.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, just calling to talk about why the cops are upset. First of all, I completely agree with you about the media and how they don't, you know, report anything. But I think they're upset because with situations like this where it's serial killers and high profile, a lot of people confess the crime that didn't commit it. So the cops like to keep a few secrets so that when the real person confesses, you know, they could say, you know, were there any calling cards you left? And then the person can say, you know, I left a tarot card that said...
Who are you on Law and Order? You know, I always get these guys mixed up on Law and Order.
I'm thinking TV, too. We're the TV generation.
Yeah, I know. I watch Law and Order a bit too much, but...
Yeah, it's the TV generation.
You have no idea.
Right.
Listen, I have no idea. You have no idea.
Right.
Let's face it.
Well, I know, but I mean that's
No. Hold on. No. Once you get past that basic point that neither one of us, me, nor you, nor Mike, nor anybody, really knows anything, we're really not qualified to go on the air and just pontificate after pontificate.
And that's all, really, outside of that thing that Mike Buchanan did, that's all we are getting, right? You know, and
well, I mean, if the reporter can get there first, then that's you know. All the
and chief, the chief was talking about how pissed off he was at retired cops coming on TV and
right.
talking about. Well, you know, that at least I want to hear people's theories. I'd like to hear as many
right.
theories mm-hmm. as possible. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it.
It seems to me the Chief Moose has a little program
here. I think Chief Moose is starting to read his own clippings a little bit.
Chief Moose is one of those guys. We've worked for guys like that before.
Yeah.
We might work for one or two of them right now. As a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
At some of our stations, we call them control freaks.
It sure seems like it.
I know, being one myself.
Yeah, it seems as though that may be the case.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Brave.
Anything else?
No, he ran away. Nobody. Ran away with deleted. His tail between his legs.
Deleted that one out.
The number of your last incoming call was 916.
Let me just say, Joe Ardinger, though, you're doing a stellar job today.
Joe, pay attention today.
You're doing a great job.
Cut off.
Well, who cut it off?
I don't know.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Yeah,
please try your call.
All right, hold on. Let me try it again. God damn it.
Yeah, our dragnet didn't work that time.
No, it didn't.
That's okay.
We'll catch you.
No big whoop.
We'll catch you.
No big whoop.
We'll catch you, son of a bitch.
There you go.
Only right. We didn't have the world's dumbest phone screener out there screening these calls today. Hey, Joe, come here, please. Hey, Joe. Come on, really. First you screen a call with a guy who wants to play the game. The backwards newly... Did you screen both those calls?
Yeah, but the guy never told me that he was going to go on as Mike O'Meara. He just lied to me.
Oh. Did he give you any information? Oh, you got a number.
Okay. Yeah, he said he and his wife were separated and, you know, I mean... That's what the other three people told me, and they were legit.
Well, they lied.
I mean, if they lie, they lie.
They lie. Well, you can,
we
you can
be a sleuth.
You can be more of a sleuth, right?
I guess I'll curl them a little more.
All right. You like Mike Buchanan, Joe?
Besides, and might as well say that we are still taking calls for that game. So.
All right, okay.
Colin, I'm going to start
sleuthing,
lining them up, yeah.
All right, Al.
All right, thanks, Joe.
I mean, I can tighten up the net. Don't make me tighten up.
Oh, he's
you can't drop the F-bomb. Hello? Are we on calling the guy back who said the thing we had to delete out? And Joe comes in.
Joe has a new thing where he swears on the air. Yes. We have to delete him out.
Joe just keeps dropping the F-bomb.
Joe's, you know what?
I think a bunch of
Joe's
people.
A candidate for up on the roof stuff.
And now everybody hit the delay at the same time, of course.
So. Yeah.
So now, what's the deal with the phone? Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Morning. Morning, Ben Robinson. It's crazy. Crazy little energy in here right now.
Come on, ring.
Don't make Joe tighten the net up.
You effers.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
It's
not available.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message.
Yes, hi. I'm calling. I saw your ad in I Love to Fuck magazine, and I was wondering when we could get together. Because I saw the ad that said you love to fuck and swallow. So I'll keep calling. Because you love to suck and swallow. And I found your number in a gay magazine. Bye now.
There we go. I think the message was delivered.
Yeah. Yes.
No problem.
One of these times we'll actually do that to someone. One of these times someone will piss us off enough.
One of these days, Alice.
That we will actually take out an ad in like the city paper.
The moon.
And I put their phone number in there.
Yeah,
it says, for a good time, call.
Same theme.
What?
Why everything's going around that theme today.
Oh, it's gay.
Yeah.
It's gay day, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
Did you hear the news report this morning with Moose? He actually, I mean, he was really pissed.
Yeah.
He goes, is Channel 9 going to come out and solve this crime? He goes, is the Washington Post going to come out here and solve this crime and do my job? He was so pissed.
You know, if you watch TV shows, you do, you know, don't they have those reporters that do that once in a while on TV?
Not much anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, there were old shows where journalists...
Jimmy Olsen, Clark Kent.
Yeah, but there were... I'm trying to think of, like, a show where the reporter... Where the reporter solved the crime. I mean, I've watched TV shows.
Superman.
I watched TV shows.
Lou Grant?
Lou Grant, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's some of that on Lou Grant.
Like that. Well,
Channel 9 can't even figure out the case.
Wasn't Jessica Fletcher a writer?
What murder she wrote?
Miss Gaines.
She was a writer.
Yeah, but she's a book writer, though.
She's a book writer, but a writer. She wasn't a cop.
Channel 9 cannot even figure out J.C. Hayward's wig every night. I mean, give him some credit.
Yeah.
They finally got one thing right.
I like Andrea Rowan. I like her. I do. I like her, Rob.
She stands alone there.
I mean, I just like her. I mean, she's just, you know, what you see is what you get. Very, very unflappable. I like her with Mike Buchanan. I just like him. You know, if you're going to be local, be local.
Right.
Mike wants to make Andrea Roan moan.
All right, get out of here.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Let me see.
He also likes to make Tracy Neal.
That's Channel 5, right?
I'm sorry.
She was like in an arts and crafts barn today. God.
I would like to make her Neil.
Oh, really?
Tracy Neal?
Mm. Oh, no, Tracy Neal. No, Tracy Neal is, I see, I'm thinking of the other girl, the feature reporter that
Holly
we have.
Holly Morris.
Holly Morris. Oh, no, Tracy Neal, you know.
Neal,
and I'll tell you, I am disappointed you weren't here yesterday.
Why?
For our sexpert.
Oh, Jackie Fine.
Brown Sugar, how come you dance?
She looked a little like Tracy Neal?
She looked a little better than Tracy Neal. She was very, very, and huge, huge. Unbelievably large breasts.
Did you see them?
No, I asked.
Well, all right then.
I feel like a son being scolded.
Listen, we haven't done this for a week. We're going to do it today. Perhaps you know the success of the show American Idol.
Yes, I know the success.
Well, here on our show, we have something called American Idiot.
American Idiot, you're not trying hard enough.
And once a week... For the next 4 weeks, we're going to have you, our listeners, call in and sing karaoke songs.
Call with reckless abandon if you possess no appreciable talent.
We got two finalists last week.
And they did it the right way. There were people that couldn't sing but sang their hearts out.
We're going to get two more this week. And Robbie, you got the box of CDs there. What are we choosing from here? See, we've got...
They're still in their Christmas bag.
Look at the Christmas bag. That's making me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Today we'll be choosing from... Oh, Smoke on the Water?
Fantastic.
White Room by Cream. I've Simply Got to Use My Imagination by Gladys Knight. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Oh, that's a great one. Otis
Redding. Deo.
Oh, Harry Belafonte.
Yep, that's a good one. Let me see. Love Shack.
Oh, the B-52s. It's a continuing the theme that I'm wearing a vest.
Moni Moni. Moni Moni, you know, the Billy Idol song.
Yeah, right.
Right. Also, we have by Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again.
Oh, what a fantastic song. I consider that my theme song.
If you like the Beatles, we have Hey Jude.
Very good.
That could be a great one.
That's terrific.
Also, The Long and Winding Road. And for you soulsters out there, Harold Melvin of the Blue Notes, If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Oh, I love that.
Great song. Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, wow.
If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Three Times a Lady. We also have Hello, Dolly.
Oh, well, you know, I saw Carol Channing on TV today.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
She looks great.
Let's see. We got tons of them, and here's the deal. All you got to do is call. Be one of the first American idiots to call right now.
Here's that music again.
877-365-3636. We're going to get it down to 10 finalists and then let you guys listening vote on the internet.
Amen.
To pick your favorite American idiot. And we will fly that person to the Dynamite World Broadcast headquarters here at WJFK in D.C. and give them 1.5 hour of our valuable airtime to perform outside in a live concert. Who will be the American idiot?
Try hard.
Now, we're looking for Over the Top.
Right. Yeah. You don't. We don't want you to have a good singing voice. We just want you to sing your ass off.
Belt it out.
Belt it out. Really, I mean, commit with reckless abandon. Sing the song like there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've seen Sam Harris, the faggot on the old...
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Right. Mike, give us a little Hey Jude.
Okay.
Here we go.
Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Like that.
Remember, let her into your heart. Then you can fart and make it better.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Hey, Jude.
My voice is coming back slowly but surely.
Really take the vocals out. I'll try one.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Don.
I guess
we really want the really hammy version.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Our voices are...
Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me.
It was like Shatter.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Take it down.
Oh, why? Something's wrong. How I long. How he long. How he long.
Anyway, you got it.
That's how you do it.
Like, we want you to commit.
Over the top.
You sound like us. It's an extra bonus.
And yes, we like girls as well to play this game, not just guys.
Yeah, come on.
Girls are welcome.
Girls.
To play the American Idiot. Just think about it. It's your shot at the big time.
Very good.
One person will eventually be selected to fly here and perform live in our outdoor studio.
Our amphitheater.
We'll give you 30 minutes on this show to sing your karaoke heart out. Call right now, 877-365-3636. Round number two of American Idiot lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And tonight, right.
They have no seal tails. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, tonight. It'll be a Club Wet. Allen Half Street, Southeast D.C. Mike will be paying off his annual Red Sox suck bet, wearing a leather vest and no shirt for one solid hour at premiere at the DC Premier Gay Bar West. DC's Premier Underground Gay Bar West. And everybody will be there.
We'll all be there.
Yep. We'll be on one side.
I know you will.
Mike will be on the other.
I'll be on the other.
And everybody's invited. Come on down and see Mike. That's tonight. 8 o'clock. Full report on tomorrow's episode. And let's continue looking now for the American Idiot.
We're looking for somebody that really doesn't have a good singing voice, but we want you to belt it out. We want you to sing like there's no tomorrow.
And you know what makes us even more timely and topical is that they're already starting the auditions for American Idol 2.
Absolutely.
Right. They're already starting that now.
They do that. I mean, that's what those executives do. When they get something hot, they turn it around quickly.
So that's what we're going to do now is find our American Idiot.
Good.
We're gonna end up with 10 finalists.
Very good.
Play their music for you, put it on a website.
Right.
And let you vote, and you will pick the ultimate American Idiot, who will then be brought to our studios and given 30 minutes to perform outside.
No recording contract, but you do get a live concert.
Outside, by the trees and the bushes.
That's about it.
Right out front of WJFK.
Like the Today Show. Right.
Yes, very much. Thank you,
exactly.
Buzz. And let's start with
our Friday concert series.
Ellen in San Francisco. Hi, Ellen.
Hello.
Hi, Ellen.
How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for listening. Ellen, your song is?
Love Shack, please.
Oh, you want Love Shack.
Ah, well.
You've got right. It.
I do.
Yeah. And I think that's a good idea. You mentioned some of the songs, and you give people a chance to sing.
I do. Mm-hmm. Robbie, you got
it's
the
on
disc?
The same disc. Do you have the box?
No, I don't. Hold on. I think it's cut number one.
Yeah, try that.
Let's see if this is it.
Who cut one?
CD2.
Hold on a second. CD2?
CD2.
And can I just say, I've listened to you in several people. Used to live in Washington, and now we live in San Francisco. And wherever we've lived, we've had to find you on our AM dial wherever we've lived.
God bless you.
Thank you, honey.
It's been maybe 6 or 7 years now.
And here you go. Here's your song. Okay. Now, you don't have to sing yet. You just get to hear it now.
Yeah, we're getting here, and then we're going to play you're going to take the vocal out of it.
Yeah, we'll take the vocal out.
This is Ellen from San Francisco. Great choice. Yeah. One of the few karaoke where the vocalist they used tried to sound like the real band. But this guy sucks.
Yuck. All right, I've heard enough. Are you ready?
Yes, I must tell you I have a cold, so that should help matters.
Fantastic.
All right, very good. Here she is now from Ellen in San Francisco. She's the first contestant on today's American Idiot. Well, you don't like the music all the time?
No, I love it.
No, you don't.
No, I really want you to play it more often.
But I'm telling you, it identifies this.
I want you to play it more often, and I want to go to the gay bar.
That's being special. Here now is Ellen with Love Shack. Ellen?
Yes?
You know, you start it right off the bat, Ellen, you know what I mean?
Oh. Well, I was going to start with the first verse.
All right.
I'll just jump in. A faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the love shack.
Hold on, no.
Okay.
You want to start it again for it?
Yeah. Look at the love right here. Love.
Get away. Love, get away.
Oh, Ellen.
I know, it's bad.
You're awful. All we ask for, Ellen, is just to sing with reckless abandon. You're being far too timid.
Ellen.
I know it's not the first.
Well, now they're singing it.
I swear.
We
can get together. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack, baby.
No, sorry, Ellen.
You suck.
I thought that was the whole point.
Now, the point is to suck, but suck loudly.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I think I crystallized it there, didn't I?
That's a motto.
Yeah. The goal is...
Suck, but suck loudly.
Suck, but suck loudly.
Right. Let's go to Lexi in New Jersey. Lexi.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, I'm glad the ladies are playing today.
How you doing?
It's another girl. Lexi, I'm going to give you your choice here.
I got to pick my song.
Oh, now do you have one?
Yes.
What is it?
Me and Bobby McGee.
Do we have Me and Bobby McGee?
We had it last week.
All right,
we had it last week.
We had it last week. We got it today. Give us a second.
Thank
here.
You. I appreciate it.
Hey, Bobby McGee.
I heard somebody sing that out and around town.
Sing
a great version of that the other night.
We got a million CDs.
Forgot the name of the band. The classic.
Give us a second.
It was great. Forgot.
Is it the holding company?
I know.
Paradise City.
Completely forgot, Buzz.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
That's the one I'll take when I audition for American Idiot.
Don't worry, be happy.
Boy, look at all the CDs they're going through right now.
Stacks and stacks.
Did we do Bobby McGee last week?
You got it.
All right.
Got it. Thanks,
Robbie. Way to go,
Rob. Beautiful. All right.
Rob was like, that was like the Frankenstein's been created reaction.
All right. Take the vocals out.
Vocals shall be out.
And are you ready?
Do I get a little flavor of the music?
What?
Do I get a little flavor of the music?
Yeah, here you go, Lexi. Let it go. Here's your song.
Okay.
You want to put the vocal in for her to hear? Or?
No, I think if she... Hold on. I think if she requests it...
Yeah, start that from the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't need it. I think if she just requests the song, she doesn't get the right to hear it.
That was the rule.
That is the rule we made last week.
Okay.
So, Lexi, you got to pay attention.
I will.
On American Idiot.
From New Jersey, Lexi.
Bus is flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and it's feeling easy, faded as my jeans. Bobby found a diesel dam just before it rained, and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon in my dirty red bandana. Awful Bobby sang the blues now. Windshield wipers slapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine.
He's the phone to her.
Sang every song that Daddy knew.
I'll let her go here.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Wow.
Nothing. I mean, nothing, hon, if it ain't free now.
And the finalist here.
Yeah. Perfect pitch.
Was
Wow.
Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee.
Yeah.
I like
to let her go.
From the kids
Kentucky coal mines to the California sun.
Find a note.
Your body shared the secrets of my soul.
Yeah, go, Lexi, go.
I want to hear it.
Through all kinds of weather
and
everything and we done. Your body, babe, kept me from the cold world.
Okay. Lexi,
what happened?
Lexi?
Yes?
Lexi, what happened? You know, we
keep going, honey.
I thought you had a stroke.
Okay, wait a second.
We want you to take it all the way to the end.
All right, let me hear who I am.
All right. Bobby New.
Yeah.
I'm lost here.
Nice. No news. Nothing.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
There you go.
Feeling good was good, my Bobby McGee. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, wow.
La-da-da-da-da-da, Bobby McGee, yeah. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, God.
Na-na-na-na-na-na, Bobby McGee, yeah.
Welcome to the final.
You're a finalist, Lexi.
I couldn't hear it, so it's probably out of key, but...
No, it's perfect.
No, it was great the way it
flawless.
Was.
If you give me a chance, I'll really blow the doors open.
There you go.
Excellent.
Lexi, look forward to it.
You're a finalist. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Well, come on back. That's Lexi in New Jersey.
Man, find a note.
Now, each week, we can only select two finalists, which means we have just one more spot open this week.
Wow, that is so exciting. That is fantastic.
Let's go with Daryl. Hi, Daryl.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Philly.
Right. WYSB rocks.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to compete with that, man.
She was strong, wasn't she? She was a strong idiot.
Something else, man.
Now, do you have a request, or would you like me to give you a couple of options?
You got Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
Got it.
Now, remember, Daryl, the motto on American Idiot, you know what it is? It's suck, but suck loudly.
Suck, but suck loudly.
That's our motto. Absolutely.
And if you request the song, that means you don't get to hear the vocals in advance.
Okay.
All right.
To me.
Remember, Daryl, what's the motto?
Suck, but suck loudly.
Very good.
All right, here now, your next American Idiot candidate from Philadelphia, doing Dock of the Bay. Here is Daryl.
When the evening's done.
Hold on, you gotta hold on.
Words are.
You started a little too soon.
You started too soon.
Daryl, yeah, way early. Too timid, Daryl.
Give you one more try. Hold on, here we go.
I got something else, man.
Now go, that's what you requested.
Stick with it. Sing with gusto.
And here you go. One, two, three, four.
Go.
Morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening's done.
He's on.
And the ships roll in. And I watch them roll away again. Oh.
Oh, Daryl.
Oh, Daryl, you suck.
Yeah. That just totally sucks.
You know what? Yeah. I didn't suck loudly either, did I?
No, you didn't.
You didn't suck loudly. You
broke the prime directive, Daryl.
You are an insult to everything that is great about American Idiot.
Absolutely.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. I said good day. Well, we've only found one finalist.
He did not manage to suck loudly.
We'll give this another break. In the next break, here are your choices for songs.
Very good.
We have... Oh, my God. Carole King, It's Too Late.
Nice.
Oh, It's Too Late, Baby.
Right. Carpenters.
Uh-oh.
Close to You.
Oh, yuck.
That could be funny.
We also have...
Yes, I suppose that's why we're doing it, isn't it, Buzz?
Yeah.
Oh, When the Saints Come Marching In.
Now, there's an American classic.
Standard.
We have Long Train Running by the Doobie Brothers.
Ooh, I love the Doobies.
Wild Thing.
Oh, these are great songs you're picking here.
You Make My Heart Sing.
You Make Everything.
Groovy. Bad, Bad, Leroy Brown.
Oh, a wedding staple.
Then we have... Hold on a second.
A wedding staple in 1977.
We got If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Yes.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Also, we have Respect by Aretha.
Oh, yeah, Respect. Somebody pick that one. Come on, ladies.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We have... what is this? We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's.
Nice.
Nice.
Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Eurythmics.
Oh, Annie Lennox. Very good.
Let me see. Moni Moni by Billy Idol. Still not taken.
No, nobody's taken that one yet. Still in play as we speak.
Stevie Wonder For Once in My Life.
Oh, what a charming tune.
You Were Always on My Mind by Willie Nelson.
Now, and I'd like to, and really, if you're going to suck and suck loudly and you want that song, sing it like Willie. Yeah.
And then Beatles, we got Yesterday, Back in the USSR, When I'm 64, Hey Jude, Long and Winding Road, Twist and Shout, And I Saw Her Standing There.
I know we've got men and women all over the area, everybody listening to this show right now that want to participate and be the next American Idiot, Don.
Like, I'm looking on the screen and I'm seeing... San Francisco, Norfolk, Philadelphia, Baltimore, D.C.
It really is an American Idiot contest.
Yep, and we're going to find the American Idiot. One more qualifier today. The first week in November, the American Idiot that you, our audience, selects will be here, and I'm sure we will be just flooded with hate calls when we give the American Idiot 30 minutes for a concert outside our studios.
Fantastic. It's going to be lovely. Yeah.
No recording contract.
No.
Nothing. Dick.
No, you're going to be cut your teeth with your live performing.
Yeah, right. 30 minutes, and that's it. Call now. Round number two of this week's American Idiot is right ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140. KHTK.
You just listen a minute.
Shut up! You shut your mouth once and for all!
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, okay. It's part two of American Idiot, week number two. Later we'll be telling you how you can win a trip to Las Vegas on Friday when we play the backwards newlywed game. That'll be on Friday's episode.
And we already got a finalist in our American Idiot contest, Lexi, in the first half of American Idiot this week.
Yeah, the deal is we just need two finalists every week.
Right.
And now I think about it, I'm doing the math, I don't think it'll be... 10 finalists, which would be 8.
Okay.
So we do it for 4 weeks.
We're going to do it the first week in November.
Yeah, and the concert, the payoff will be in the first week in November.
Election week.
Now, let's see. Rob, the music is right here, there. That's right. It's time for the American Idiot music. Why do you hate it so much?
I don't. I love it.
No, you do.
I don't.
You do. You know what it is?
What?
You hate everything today. Because of the game
I hate
it.
I hated the music last time, remember?
Well, that was different music.
This is the real theme to American Idol.
What was the music you were playing last time?
Solid Gold.
There it is.
So you couldn't even discern the difference. Hold on, here's the...
Oh. Remember? The music that you're playing this week is far superior to the music you played the last week.
This is what I always faded it out before it went. Solid Gold, you see in there.
Yeah, it's much more palatable, this one. He likes it better.
You're funny. You're funny.
Do I amuse you?
Think where you're going to be in 3 hours.
Do I make you laugh?
Think where you're going to be in 3 hours.
Trust me, it's on my mind.
Club Wet. Allen Half Street, D.C. Mike paying off his annual Red Sox bet. Sitting in a gay bar, shirtless with a leather vest for an hour.
Amen, brother.
You're a good man.
Hey, I'm paying off a bet. You do the same. You do the same thing.
You're a good man. You're a stand-up guy.
You do the same thing.
You bet your ass, and you'd be doing the same thing to me.
Absolutely. I would think less of you as a human being.
That I'm doing to you right now.
I would think less of you as a man if you weren't giving me, you know, crapola today. That's fine. But, you know, it is kind of a natural thing. I probably am just a little preoccupied today.
I know you
are. I don't know why.
I know why.
Yeah.
Because you're picturing yourself.
Just picturing under those monitors with...
The thing is,
which you can't help but look at
in this bar.
You try to look away, you feel like a fool. There's nowhere you can look without seeing
in this gay bar. It's like gay porn. It's like a homo ESPN zone,
mm-hmm.
where as you're sitting at the bar, as you're sitting at the tables throughout the club, there are big screen TVs coming out of the ceiling,
right.
and instead of showing football and basketball and baseball, mm-hmm. they show guys sucking each other's D's.
And having, more than that.
And having ass play.
Having AI.
Yeah. And
AI. You're
like
an idiot.
There you go.
And
artificial intelligence.
And money shots. And
yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. It's pretty gross. And Mike will be sitting there by himself tonight.
Yep.
Surrounded by...
I'll have friends.
All of the gay listeners of our show.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be it'll be a blast.
8 o'clock tonight. You'll hear the full recap on tomorrow's episode. Now, American Idiot, looking for one more finalist.
Lexi was fantastic. That's what we're looking for. Suck, but suck loudly.
Let's go to Janice. Hi, Janice.
Hello, hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fredericksburg.
Beautiful. And
I'm your ultimate American Idiot.
And Janet, which song would you like to perform?
Do you have a request? Would you like to request a song?
Oh, well, yeah, we'll pick one for you if you want.
Well, if not, then I'll just do a When the Saints Come Marching In.
Oh, yes, when the Saints Come Marching In. When the Saints Go Marching In. Not When the Saints Come Marching In.
Now, do you need to hear
I've been to Wet before, so I had that on my mind.
Honey, do you have to hear the words? Do you want to hear it with the words first?
Well, I'm sorry?
Do you want to hear When the Saints Go Marching In with the words?
With the words? Sure, unless... Yeah, sure.
Okay, here it is with the words, okay?
Everybody.
And then the vocal starts right here.
Where's the thing?
Begins to shine.
Begins to shine.
Yeah, everybody, it's an easy song to sing.
You shine.
Very good.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Now we'll play it without the vocal.
Remember, Janet, you know what our theme is on American Idiot?
Suck loudly. I will.
All right, here she is. Now your next American Idiot.
I always do.
From Virginia. Here is Janet. And Janet, I'll tell you, your vocals start right now.
When the saints go marching in, I'm gonna be in their number. Yes, Don and Mike are gonna wet. They're gonna be big wet gay bar. And I'm gonna be in their number when the saints go marching in.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Janet, you got to hold on to Janet.
We'll
leave you on hold and see if we get something better here. Hold on a second.
I don't know. Pretty damn good, Janet. Yeah.
Semi-finalist.
Hold on, please.
Like that vibrato.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little Liza-ish.
Yeah, very Liza. I thought I was listening to Liza.
Sean.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Sean, where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore, hon.
Oh, great. Hey, about eight more minutes. We are just on the worst station in the world in Baltimore.
Yeah, the worst Raven show 5 nights a week.
The worst station in the world, WJFK in Baltimore.
Love to get on.
Amen.
FAMA.
All right, Sean, what would you like to sing?
Well, I'd like to please Mike, not like you will be pleased tonight, but give me Aretha.
Guys singing respect. I like that.
All right. Hold on. Rob and I are looking for...
I, in my mind, this guy's chances have already gone up a little bit.
This is potential.
Yeah, yellow. There it is right there.
Just by choosing the Queen of Souls song and by being a guy, that's pretty good.
Sean, do you need to hear it with the words?
Yeah, could you play it a little bit for me?
You got it. We'll give you at least 45 seconds or a minute of it.
Very good.
Here you go. Here's the karaoke version of Respect. The vocals right. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. All right, that's it. So there you go.
All right.
What do you think, Sean?
Christ, Mike, you're
ready.
You and I are idiots for doing what we just did.
Well, we love music, Don.
Yeah. All right, American.
Jesus, upstage before I can even start.
American Idiot, here's your next possible challenger from Baltimore. He is Sean. A man singing a woman's song. Get down. Here now, Sean. Take it, Sean. Jesus. Sounds like Flip Wilson. Okay, hold on a second.
All right, Sean.
We'll let you know, Sean.
Let's hold on to Sean.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, that's two in a row. They're sucking and sucking loudly.
They sure are. Here is Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Terry?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Right. WYSP rocks.
Yes,
and
they do.
Which song would you like?
Actually, I have a special request. I don't know if you have the song, and if you don't, I'm willing to sing it without any music.
Oh, really? What is it?
Wow.
Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Now, there's no way we have a karaoke of that.
No, that's a very involved tune.
Yeah.
But if you would like to, we will give you a...
Acapella?
Yeah.
But without accompaniment, Terry, if you think you can do that.
I'll try my best.
All right. Then let me just say, this is the first on American Idiot going acapella.
Suck and suck loudly.
With no background. A really great song, and who knows what part she's going to do, because the song is like 8 minutes long.
Pretty involved.
Here is Terry with Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you love me forever? Couldn't take it any longer than thought. I was crazy, then the feeling came upon me like a tidal wave. I started swearing to my God and on my mother's grave that I would love you to the end of time. I swore I would love you to the end of time. So now I'm praying for the end of time to hurry up and arrive. Cause if I gotta spend another minute with you, I don't...
All right. Okay, goodbye.
Too specialized.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, you got to suck a little bit. And she was like hitting all the notes and stuff.
She really thought she was good.
The lyrics
no
and stuff.
Hello.
God, we think alike when it comes to this game.
Don and Mike, who's this?
Way to go.
That was great. Two guys, one brain.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look at Mike.
Right. I just saw him going. I knew exactly when that buzzer was going to hit.
Hit the buzzer. Look at Mike. Mike just gives me the look like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was ready for it 5 seconds earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, you got to understand the spirit of this contest.
Right.
Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry.
Terry, where are you from?
Another Terry.
I know, from Quakertown.
All right, Quakertown. And what would you like to sing?
Moni Moni.
Moni Moni.
Yeah, you don't have the Tommy James version, do you?
No, but I
another,
think...
Another bro.
It's virtually the same, though.
Okay.
Who'll run Quakertown?
Sorry.
Do you need to hear this in advance?
No, I don't have to.
Master Blaster, run Quakertown.
Terry, that's what I like to hear. She doesn't need to hear it. Robbie, take the vocals out.
Already done.
Are we ready? All right, then here is your next contestant on American Idiot.
Terry from Quakertown.
From Quakertown, here is Terry. The Moni Moni action. And your vocal is right here.
Here she come now, say Moni Moni.
We got one here, I think.
Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, pony.
That's a girl like she's Cher.
Hey, she give me love and I feel all right now. You got me tossing and turning the middle of the night and I feel all right. I say yeah.
Take it to the second verse. You missed it.
Yeah.
Shotgun, get it done, come on, pony. Don't stop cooking, it feels so good, yeah. Hey, hey, don't stop now, say, come on, pony. Come on, pony, yeah.
Has a little trouble with the yeah.
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 Good, Terry.
That's Terry.
You sucked and sucked loudly.
We still do not have a clear-cut winner.
Yeah, don't have a definitive winner yet.
Don and Mike, hi, who's this?
Don and Mike, what's up? It's Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Chico, man. Chico, California.
Beautiful KHTK. That's the radio station in Sacramento and...
1140.
What would you like to sing?
What do you guys got for me?
No, yeah, listen, I gave the menu out before we started.
I think that's the way to play it, too.
Give me something, I'll sing it.
No, F you. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Chico, Don.
It's Ross in Waldorf.
Ross!
You have to give me a little credit, though. I am in Waldorf, and I don't know all the songs. So if y'all could pick one for me before you hang up.
No, no.
Again, no, no.
Not in my
Waldorf!
No.
No, no, listen, I spent... the entire last part of the first break of this, telling you the songs we had.
That was not a simple exercise.
Still to come. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
D.C.
What would you like?
I can do Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. I can give you 30 seconds if you don't have it. I'll do it a cappella.
Well, no more a cappella. And I think we have...
The a cappella is usually a pro.
Paradise City.
I got it. No, I got Paradise City, not Sweet Child of Mine.
Do you know Paradise City?
Not as well. I can do We Got to Eat by the Go-Go's.
All right.
Excellent. All right, I like that.
Much
all
better.
Right.
I'll have to hear it first, though.
All right, no problem. Hold on, give me a second.
Very good. We're going to load up. We got the beat by the Go-Go's for Scott, another man singing a woman's song.
Scott, one of these darker ladies.
It doesn't matter. Right. No, it's interchangeable.
Yeah, that's good.
Hold on. Jesus.
We got the beat by the Go-Go's. Sung by Scott from D.C. Now, so far, I should point out that Janet, who sang Saints Go Marching In, Sean, who sang Respect, and the second Terry with Money Money, they're all still on the line.
They're all up here, right?
And they're all hanging in there, because we want to get a finalist if we can. But they haven't, you know, separated themselves from the rest of the crowd.
The problem is we have, you know, you have to bear with us. We have 8,000 of these goddamn things.
And great album covers with the guy kicking his leg back.
You got it yet, Robbie?
Not yet. Still looking.
I know it was here because I read it off.
Yeah, I remember when you read it.
We got the beat.
It's on the same one as Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Oh, the modern rock ones?
Yes.
Modern rock.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I'm really slowing the show down now.
Scott, bear with us for a second, okay?
God diddly Hammett. It's on none of these.
We're going to get it for you. We're doing the work. We're baby stepping.
God freaking damn it. It's on none of those.
Rob and Don have about 700 CDs in front of them.
I think I might have it here. We got the beat, number three.
All right.
There we go.
Finally, okay.
This is a sing-along favorite, Don.
Oh, it's not under modern rock. It's under sing-along favorite.
And you want to hear it, right, Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to need to.
Okay. And this will be with a vocal, Scott, the American Idiot contestant from
D.C.
D.C. All right, hold on. Yeah. Here it is.
Play this a lot, did we?
No, Mike, we didn't. We hardly ever played this record when it was out.
Oh, my God.
It's just a Tim Sabian special. Worst karaoke in the world, isn't it?
Charlie on keyboard.
All right, you never get those words. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
All right, good man.
I like his chances.
There he is now. And it's going to be, I'm looking at the clock, we're running out of town, your final contestant,
Scott from D.C.
For today's American Idiot, here is Scott from WJFK Land, Washington, D.C.
Up, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what the vocals. And this is back when they were all coked up and bored out. And
yeah, taking videotapes of guys.
And themselves, playing with themselves.
Oh, my.
Back when Belinda Carlisle was skinny. All right, and your vocal is... I'm out here now. Oh, that was it. Sorry. Hold on. I'll give it to you one more time.
No, it's not a recognizable song, no.
Hold on. Here. Alright, ready? And your vocalist right here. Go.
See the people walking down the street, all in line just watching in their feet. They don't know where to go to sound that's when they fall in line. They got the beat. They got the beat. They got the beat. Yeah, they got the beat.
He's bad.
Scott from D.C.
See the kids, they're getting out of school. They can't wait to hang out and be cool. Sit around and walking in down that when they fall in line. It's got to be, it's got to be, it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I think I'm spent.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic that he'd be singing about someone who has the beat?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
All right, Scott, hold on a second. You know, we have no more time, Mike.
Oh, man, this is tough, Don.
All right, who do we have?
Yeah, Janet, who sang When the Saints Go Marching In. Sean, who sang Respect. And Terry, who sang Money, Money. And then, well, are you going to keep Scott as a finalist?
Yeah.
All right, and Scott, who sang We Got the Beat?
I like the Moni Moni. She was over the top. Who do you like?
Kind of like Janet and Sean.
And I'm not sure which one, because now I can't remember. But I like Janet because she had that Carol Channing, Liza Minnelli vibrato in her voice.
All right, Buzz?
I like Janet. That, she's my favorite, I think.
Okay. Janet? Joe?
Naturally. Is she gone? Do we have Janet?
Joe just said on the little thing in the speaker, I'm an effing retard. No, he said,
that would be very plausible to me.
I got her information. I'm trying to get her.
Okay, so we're trying to call Janet back, who... Yeah, and she had the vibrato, right? The one that sang the Saints Go Marching.
Yeah.
And the Saints Go Marching.
Joe, you got it there? All right, they're trying to get her on 444.
This could be a very exciting moment in any young man or woman's life.
Absolutely.
Sure. What a thrill.
The break that could mean an entire career.
Hello, thrill seekers. Somebody could hear this.
And I've not even told you what I'm working on.
What are you working on?
The super secret surprise I'm working on.
Yes.
And I'm going to write down a guy's name right now who you know.
A super secret surprise. I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, don't say this man's name.
I won't.
You know him?
Yes.
I have put in a call to him and requested he is the president of a major record label.
He would be involved in American Idiot.
If he can, if he cannot be here, he will be on the telephone.
As we put together an album of the worst karaoke ever.
Janet?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Janet.
Oh, hell yeah.
You are the fourth American Idiot finalist.
My dad always told me I was an idiot, and if I make American Idiot, he'd be so proud.
Can we hear a little acapella, Saints Go Marching In?
I'm sorry?
Can we hear a little acapella when the Saints Go Marching In?
Okay. I'm going to be in the number, and the Saints Go Marching In.
There she is. That's Janet. She's your fourth finalist for American Idiot.
Congratulations to both Lexi and Janet. Yeah. They are going to the finals.
Hold on a second.
Hi.
And then we've got, let me see, we've got the guys from, what do you got there, Joe?
I have five finalists.
Oh, how do we have five? Who do we have?
Well, we have from today, we have two from today and three from the last time.
That would explain it.
Ah, very good. So we have a total of five.
Yeah. Five. All right. So we got Bill from Delaware.
Right.
Amanda from Maryland.
I remember her. She was great.
Mm-hmm. Tara from Glenmill, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, we must have slugged the three last time.
Okay.
Lexi from New Jersey and Janet from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
We got people all over the area. Very exciting for our American Idiot contest.
Right, but that means we only have three slots left.
Suck but suck loudly.
You know, that means probably next week we can wind this baby up.
Very, very exciting.
Then put all of the songs on the internet and let you, our listeners, vote.
Yes.
Then wait until this guy, a long-time friend of both of ours, actually lowers himself to come on this show. He is the president.
Lowers himself.
He is the president. Stop it, Mike.
Sorry.
He is the president of... You know what he's president of now?
What?
That's the label he's the president of.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Who's that?
He's done well.
Wow. You heard of that?
Yeah. Hell,
of course, always knew he'd do well.
Or maybe you've been to one of their stores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hell, I used to be one.
So life has been good for him.
Yeah. No, no.
Fantastic.
The celebrity judge.
Wow. Good.
Who will help pick... the final American Idiot, and tell the final American Idiot what he or she needs to do.
Really? Right, to make it in the music business.
I'm also going to give him the right just to tell them they have no talent at all.
Well, I'm sure he's used to doing that, too.
And they should immediately just get out of the business.
Of course, when it gets to his level, they've already gone through some intricate screening process.
Right. So, two more rounds of American Idiot to go. Thank you to today's finalists. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
It is not.
Whatever they say, it got to be funky. The Don and Mike.
Now listen. Friday on the show, we're giving away a trip to Vegas, and it's the return of the backwards newlywed game. We're looking for couples. Now we have one couple already committed to play. It'll work with two.
It'll work with, but we'd love four.
We'd like to get four separated couples, and of course, it's the opposite of the newlywed game.
So listen,
you try to match things that that you disagree on.
See, get the music. It's the newlywed game backwards.
Yeah. Exactly.
You ask questions about your spouse, your wife, your soon-to-be ex-wife, your soon-to-be ex-husband, and not really nice questions.
No. No, they're questions that really, they precipitate hate.
Yeah. And we're looking for couples who are separated because the couple that comes down here Friday, and I want to say this is one of the few contests we do that involves no nudity.
Right.
The couple that answers the most questions correctly will win a trip to Las Vegas, where hopefully they can get a quick divorce.
Absolutely.
So if you are separated and you and your soon-to-be ex would like to come down and play for a trip to Las Vegas, we need at least one more couple.
Okay.
We can make it work with two couples. We did the first time.
Right.
But now that we're back on in the afternoon, I'd love to see if we can get four couples in here.
Yeah. Bob, what will Carol say is your worst physical characteristic?
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call now if you want to play the game. Oh, and is this the girl who was on last time? We did it back in February, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I guess it would be a guy named Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, Jamie and Harmony, remember?
And it wasn't really Harmony with you and Jamie, was it? I mean, with Jamie and Harmony.
That's correct.
Right.
That was the
she was the cheating whore.
Now, that was the first time we've done this contest.
Alleged.
That was back in February. Are you guys divorced now?
Oh, yeah.
You are.
Do you stay in contact?
Yes, we do. We have to. We have a child together.
Very good.
All right,
okay.
Good for you. All right, and how would you rate your experience playing the backwards newlywed game?
It's changed my life for so much the better. Saying that, I don't know if you remember, she said my father was gay. I got a lot big earful for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. It was one of our best shows ever.
Very good.
All right, thanks for checking in, Jamie. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dad.
Now, how you doing, guy? Are you married?
Hey, Dad.
That's kind of a non-committal answer. Are you married or not?
I did.
He's something, married.
Something tells me you
or maybe you're not married. Are you not married?
I did.
Do you still live with your mom?
I did.
Yeah, that's the second one he's given like that. It's
hard to interpret.
Yeah.
Do you like girls?
I did.
You like girls. Okay.
Do you like intercourse?
He likes intercourse
a lot.
And do you have are you married right now? If you're married, say it high. If you're not married, say it low.
Hey there.
He's not married.
Not married. You ever been? Have you ever been?
Hey there.
No, never been.
Do you live with your mom?
Hey there.
Have you J-O'd today?
Hey there.
All right, fine. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ma.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
So I was calling to see if it works for commitment ceremonies, just like for like regular married couples.
Well, what's the question, honey?
I'm a lesbian, separated.
Oh, you're separated from your lesbian partner?
Yeah, we could do it with lesbians.
Absolutely.
Sure. You bet. And we do it with homo guys, too.
They had a ceremony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're not Are you on speaking terms with your former partner?
Oh, yes.
All right, well, hold on. Maybe you can work through it.
Good luck.
That'd be nice. I wouldn't mind having a couple of lesbians down here playing the game.
I think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You guys roll.
Thanks.
How are you?
Fine.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When will Joe Ottinger have his own show?
Will you stop it? You got your wish the other day. Hello,
friend.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. How long do I have to be married?
Oh, shut up. Now, speaking of marriage...
People.
Rob, you have to give me a hand on this.
Okay.
A couple of days ago, I'm up in Rob's office.
Yeah.
And you know, Rob, in front of his desk, has a gigantic, big wall of pushpins.
With Jerry Lewis.
And every time you and I make a bet, or I make a bet with Rob, or anything on the show, Rob writes it down.
Something
right.
needs to be kept track of. I've got, like, you know, the Robert Blake bet, for example,
and
still in play.
And this is one that he had about Frida and I.
When you came back from 4th of July vacation,
yes,
there was a topic you wanted to broach, which is written on that post-it. Frida said, I guess it would be July, August. She said, no, and no for 2 months, and then we can discuss it. So I believe fell on September 9th.
What, is the topic ass play?
Yeah, to a certain extent, and no. stuff that you discussed on your holiday, I believe.
Do you remember what Rob's talking about?
I told you off the air. It's about people we know and stuff that they did to each other, or stuff that he did to her.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Baby. When was this, Rob?
It would have been July 9th.
On July 9th, when we came back from vacation, I wanted to talk about... That's right, Mike, you got it.
All right, I wrote it down.
I wanted to talk about two people who we talked to on vacation, and you said at that time I could talk about it in 2 months. Rob wrote it down and kept a post-it note. You said that on July the 9th.
Rob's very meticulous that way, Frieda.
And today is September the 9th, and he came running.
You know, it makes me mad at Rob because you would never remember. I could say,
of course,
in
I would.
Right. In 2 months, you could have sex with, you know, whomever, and you would not remember.
Write it down, Rob. She said I could have sex with whoever.
That's an example. Don't write it down, Rob.
All right, well, listen.
Oh, Rob.
Here's the deal.
Rob.
I'm going to say what it is, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Okay, let me do my little disclaimer. Any comment made by my husband has not been endorsed by me and should not result in the loss of friendship towards me.
That's very scary when your wife offers a disclaimer.
All right, thank you, sweetie. Love you. Hello?
Okay, all right.
You're not gonna keep her around to police you?
You know what? Sometime you and I have to have a serious discussion, and I've been thinking about this maybe while I've been away. I've been thinking.
Oh, no, not another one.
We have a problem with intimacy. I don't tell you many things I don't tell you about my feelings, about people, about a lot of things. And this is the reason, this radio show is the reason. So,
we are plenty intimate with each other. God, what are you talking about, honey? Why do you throw me these left-hand curved knuckleballs right in the middle of a radio show, for God's sake?
Because you did not, because you had said to me at home, you know, that this is what you're going to do on tomorrow's show, then what? I would have thrown it to you at home, but you say it to me while you're on the air. So
well, I can't. You're not at home. You're at your mom's.
No, if you had said it to me last night,
I didn't know, honey. I didn't know until 2 seconds ago when Rob came in with the post-it note.
I did not know that.
Rob came in and said, "Hey, your wife said 2 months from now you can talk about what you wanted to talk about."
You know what? Just an alternative would have been. Thanks, Rob. You know, I'll mention this to Frieda and see if she minds tonight at home in private. And then maybe I'll do that on the air tomorrow. Good idea. Thank you.
Okay. Do you mind if I tell the story on the air?
I'm just telling you that we have a... I don't know
do
what...
Do you mind if I tell the story on the
air? How
did I
know? I don't remember. You know, I don't remember,
right,
and I don't know.
You want to tell her off the air?
Hold on, everybody.
No, I don't want to hear it.
I'm
going to
put you on hold. Hold on a second.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up.
I don't want to hear it on hold.
I'm just going to pick up the phone and talk to you and turn the microphone
on. None of it's going to be on the air, Frieda.
No, I know that, but I don't want to hear it because I'm just better off not knowing.
No, I think once you know what it is, you'll chill out.
Yeah, and
no,
you know,
but, I want to be like President Bush or Reagan, whatever those Republicans. You know, they just wouldn't tell. Just don't put me in the loop.
Well, you know, for quite some time, all you knew is what Don told you.
Here's the deal. You can bring up intimacy and you're afraid to tell me things and I'm going to talk about it on the radio.
Well, that's true.
But you told me on July 9th that on September 9th I could talk about it on the radio. And I know that because Rob wrote it down.
Yeah, but you know you've referenced the date. And you know the way some of the night.
Yeah,
you can
stand. All right, well, listen. Let's work on a compromise.
Some listeners have better memories than you and I have.
All right, how about 30 days from now, I'll bring up the story, but I won't bring up a time reference.
Why don't you, in a while from now, say, you know, lie about the reference? Isn't the story just as good without naming the night, Elvis?
I think if you did that, if you waited 30 days, it would be eating at you the whole time.
Why do you have to tag a time to it?
I want to attach no time to this.
I do know that when I told you you can mention it in 2 months, it would be a timeless anecdote then.
All right. Well, then I will put 30 more days on it, and then it will be timeless. I will just announce it in 30 days.
And then weave it into your story and make it so like it happened, you know, a week ago, so nobody knows. So
all right.
It can just...
Done. All
right. Rob doesn't put the Post-it note up anymore?
Done. No, Rob just has to remind me in a month.
Because that was...
He's already written the new Post-it note.
That was pretty cunning,
Rob. In 29 days, remind him as he's leaving the studio. Okay?
All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
See, there you go.
All right. Then you have improved the quality of our relationship just a little bit, and I appreciate that.
How about that? I love you.
All right. Love you, too.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie.
Christ.
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
God, I mean, I got a great story. And thank you, Rob, for remembering.
Yeah.
And I told Mike the story off
the
air.
Yes, I know.
It's a goddamn good story, isn't it?
It is. But don't let it get you down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You're getting me in trouble.
I'm calling about the backwards newlywed game.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a question.
Yeah.
What if you're almost separated? Like, it's been a topic, but you're still together. Does that qualify?
I think on the brink might count.
Yeah. I mean, if you're to the point where you're sitting down talking about breaking up.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would count.
Okay. And are the questions really...
Yes,
they're horrible.
They weren't nice, so.
They're horrible.
They're awful questions.
Okay, give me an example.
No.
Okay.
See, that's the way that we guarantee that somebody like you doesn't work up a scheme with her husband to say, oh, we'll pretend that we're going to get divorced and go in and play the game, because the questions we ask are so awful and so heinous that only couples who would actually consider splitting up would answer them about each other.
And couples that are seriously broken up aren't fazed by the questions at all.
Right.
Right.
In fact, they, in many cases, delight in answering them.
Right. The relationship's not at that point yet.
All right.
So we probably wouldn't qualify, but thanks a lot.
All right, yes, goodbye. Right. And don't worry, I'm sure your private area stinks.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the questions. For instance, that's one of the questions we give. How bad is your wife's... Hello?
Right. She's gone.
How bad does it stink?
Well, like the wind, she is gone. I mean, what is that all about? And hey, there's a lucky man.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
You want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Now, are you separated?
Yeah, we've been separated for over a year because of the whole kid factor.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha. And now, have you spoken to her about playing the game?
Not yet. I just tried getting through when I heard about it. She works at Fairfax Hospital.
Hey, is that where he works? You know, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Moron.
Well, I hit the line anyway. No one knows who she is.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. It's just, duh.
All right, hold on, dummy. Hold on.
It's, you know.
Yeah, we got a break. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Here's her address.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hello there.
Hey, technically, you can read that today then, because it's October 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 3 months, actually, so it's already been 2 months.
You've gone your 30 days.
You're right.
Yeah.
Time flies.
You're going to get in trouble if you do it. But
I can't do it right now. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll weave it into tomorrow's show.
I think that's a great idea.
I'll weave it into tomorrow's show.
I'm not going to say anything again.
Don't.
I'm not. Even though there's a little part of you that wants
Mike
me to.
Mike's already given his. And the thing is, she wasn't wise to the fact that you were giving out the hints.
I know.
Okay.
Is she even aware of the whole thing?
I don't think she knows.
I don't think she's that plugged
into it. I don't think she remembers what it is.
I did immediately.
Of course you did.
Pretty good story.
Because it's a great story. Yeah. Right.
I can't wait.
Pretty amazing. Right. Reading is fundamental.
Yeah.
wow. Right now. Oh, and reading. Okay. Listen, if you want to play the newlywed game, if you're separated and you want to play on Friday to win the trip to Las Vegas to go get divorced, call us now on the toll-free line. It is Wednesday, and it's Craig Wilson Day.
All right.
And I know everybody has told me, don't read the column in advance today.
Yes.
That he's got another winner for us. We'll get to it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton...
That mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Ooh. See who this is. Hi, Don and Mike.
Guys.
Oh, Tom. No, bye.
Yeah.
Not every day. Not every day do I just want to see line number one on hold go on the screen and there's nothing there and it's just Tom.
Tom Gavin. Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Okay? Just give me a break from Tom. Try to find people who want to play the games. Okay? Try to give me the Star 69s from the people who call and say awful stuff. Don't put through the tard every time the tard calls like it's the number one order of business.
You know, I think it's been a long day, and you know, you're recovering from your hip thing, and I think really that tonight would be a bad idea.
Mike, I'll tell you something. You're right. It has been a long day, and perhaps I am a bit on edge. And, Joe, I apologize. You are still a freaking idiot, but I apologize. And, Mike, I think the best way for me to turn the frown upside down would be to enjoy myself at Washington's premier gay club, Club Wet, tonight on L and Half Street in Southeast D.C.
Less than 2 hours away.
While I watch you sit shirtless with a leather vest.
And you know what? I'll do you one better. Since I'm going to change during the next commercial break.
All right.
And I will come into the studio because originally that was kind of like what the bet was going to be. And I'm not going to change down in the parking lot when we're all leaving there. And I'll come in here and I will, you know, since we're not going to be able to tape it, I will give you the pleasure of seeing me in the leather vest and everybody else for the last break of the show.
And we thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that ties in perfectly with Craig Wilson.
Ah.
It's Wednesday. We all know what that means.
We all know what that means. I'd kill for a dreamsicle, right?
I told in advance, don't read it before you get on the air.
That's good. I did.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, from today's USA Today. The final word. By Craig Wilson.
Simple gifts color the happiest birthday memories.
Nothing more than feeling.
My birthday, Saturday. I'm a Libra.
I'm not quite sure what that means. All I know is that years ago, in one of those Sunday supplements, I read that Librans were the beautiful people of the Zodiac. Although I was only 12 or so at that time, I filed that little piece of information away, pulling it out over the years whenever I was in the presence of people who didn't appreciate whom they were with.
Beautiful as we Librans might be, my birthday did not always follow suit. Since it was on Columbus Day, the real Columbus Day, before they started moving into Monday so everyone could celebrate my birth over a 3-day weekend, I always had the day off from school no matter where it fell. Out on the farm. Birthday boy with a Tuesday to fill.
Well, not that it mattered much. Birthdays then were much simpler affairs than they are today. A cake, a paper tablecloth with Roy Rogers and Trigger leaping across it, a couple of presents. We didn't even have those madcap candles that refused to go out. They hadn't come along yet.
My aunt and uncle and grandfather would come down to the house to have some cake and sing happy birthday to me.
Grandmother.
I'm sorry, grandmother.
Significant.
For some reason, always made me cry. This amused everyone to no end. And I'm convinced they really get me going. There are photos to prove this. Years of therapy later, I have to confess that I still don't like the phone very much. I'm not so sure about some of my family members either.
Birthday party I ever went to that I really enjoys was Patty Yaxley. It was at a restaurant, no less, the Elegant Apple Grove Inn in Medina, New York. And we had lunch, followed by cake and ice cream. But the best part was that when we left, we were given coloring books and crayons as party gifts.
You can see the Yaxies
were way ahead of their time, and obviously very wealthy people. For years, way beyond college even, I judged all parties against that one.
Greg,
they paled in comparison.
Today, of course, the Yaks leaves.
A coloring book as a party favor? Obviously, they didn't love their daughter very much.
These days, whole circuses show up to entertain the birthday boy or girl. And partygoers leave not only with a stomach full of cake, but also with a bag full of goodies lest anyone think he's not special, too.
My neighbor across the street, Ethan, just had his 8th birthday. We go to his party every year.
Oh, Christ.
Last year, there was a magician who kept asking the kids questions about where things had disappeared to or how many coins there might still be in his hand. This would have been all well and good, except my partner, Jack.
Oh!
He'll have to read that sentence over. Perfect timing.
And now back to the final word
by Craig Wilson.
This would have been all well and good except my partner Jack, who positioned himself right up front, kept yelling out the answers, much to the irritation of the 7-year-old who was sitting next to him.
This year, a woman from a local animal kingdom came with a menagerie of exotic animals for the kids to touch and analyze up close and personal.
Impressive. But it was no coloring book.
Oh, God. There he goes again.
No, he didn't, and I'm going to pick out, beyond the obvious,
yes,
my partner Jack.
Right.
Here's what I got as highlight.
Well, okay. I know I got one for you, too.
I got feelings of love. There I was out on the farm, birthday boy with the toothache to fill.
My aunt, uncle, and grandmother would come down to sing happy birthday, which for some reason always made me cry.
I also have, when he was 12, he read that people who were Librans were the beautiful people of the Zodiac.
My neighbor across the street, Ethan, at his 8th birthday, we go in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
Craig Wilson never disappoints.
I got enough time to really quickly tell you that we got some mail from somebody. Hold on. I got it right here. In Buffalo, where Craig Wilson apparently is from. And here is the headline from Wednesday, September 18th from the Buffalo Journal Register.
Yes.
National writer coming home. And it's Craig Wilson. On a book tour,
right.
coming to Buffalo, and then here's the headline a few weeks later, Monday, September 30th, writer captivates hometown crowd.
There you go, as he captivates us.
Homecoming at Lindenville High School lived up to its building Friday. Craig Wilson, class of 1967,
wow,
met separately with the freshmen through senior classes to discuss journalism. And his career that's carried him around the world to Washington, D.C.
Journalism?
Wilson writes feature stories in a weekly column for USA Today.
Features?
He told the classes over the years he's interviewed Robin Williams, Bruce Springsteen, shocker, Bette Midler. His favorite celebrity interview is Julia Childs.
Yeah, all right.
They baked bread in her kitchen and celebrated the day with a glass of wine at her kitchen table. I love what I do, Wilson told the seniors.
Yeah.
I get to write, put my name on it, and 7 million people get a chance to read it. Wilson often writes about growing up in Buffalo. It's amazing how much he has in common with everyone here. Said the principal of the high school.
I had no idea.
Right. Without a podium or microphone, Wilson stood in front of the seniors and delivered his message in what he called his Phil Donahue style.
Hello, Dolly.
Quote, it was very clear I marched to a different drummer. That my drummer was not in the marching band.
Oh, sad. There you go. All right.
The self-depreciating column.
Self-deprecating, right.
Deprecating, right. Sorry. Lamenting his inability to
march and play saxophone at the same time. Do more than 2,000 emails.
I think he's marching and playing saxophone now.
The lesson is to write about what you know. Let me see. To make his point...
Like birthday parties.
To make his point, he said when he was a senior at the high school, his final paper described the apple orchards at his parents' home between harvest and the first snowfall. He lived with the orchards. He received an A on his paper.
Way to go, Craig.
I love to write. I do it for free, he said. Wilson parried the question of how much money he made by reminding students it's more important to enjoy what they do. Then again, he also confessed to making in the neighborhood of six figures.
Wow.
Very good. Well, let's give him a round of applause.
Good for him.
Disgrace.
We're happy. We're happy.
Freaking disgrace.
Well, you know what?
Six figures?
He gives it to us every single week. And we make it entertaining.
Six figures?
Yes.
Now, I'm no college man, but that's at least $100,000.
There you go.
Right.
Absolutely.
Owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
For that?
One man found a way
once a week
to bring good news to his people.
Wow.
He doesn't, made it up.
He doesn't write any other stuff, right?
$100,000 for writing that you cried when your grandfather sang happy birthday to me?
Only in America, Don. Pretty much it. It's a great country.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What is your lead story today?
Today, the sniper leaves a calling card.
All right. Gotcha.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. When I see her eyes.
God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
Countdown to Mike in a leather vest with no shirt on in a gay bar. About an hour and a half.
Yay.
You want to come to see the spectacle? Here's how you get to WET. 395 North. Go over the 14th Street Bridge. Exit on South Capitol Street. And never mind, because right there you'll be carjacked. So
that is an exit.
So don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Enjoy.
Half on M Street and half on Half Street.
Right.
It's at the corner of M and Half Street.
Right.
It's Club West.
Very good.
And Mike is very uptight.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz's News brought to you tonight by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Wonderful.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, the sniper who's terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area may have left a calling card. Police found a fortune teller's tarot card near the scene of this week's high school shooting. It was the death card and included the message, "Dear policeman, I am God." Police also found a bullet casing that may or may not give them a clue to finding the killer. Officials say just one good clue, one good tip could bring this case to a close. Under pressure to find the D.C. sniper, Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose let off a little steam this morning. He's not happy about the profiles that have been made public. He says that could make people overlook the real killer. He's not happy about the tarot card revelation. He says that information, that kind of information, could help the killer avoid getting caught.
Here he is letting off some steam. Boy, is he pissed.
Yeah. He called for a public vote on whether the case should be solved by police or the news media. He's already cast his vote, of course.
Angry man.
And he really tore into the talking heads. He says former cops who go on TV as experts are probably trying to kickstart their unsuccessful careers.
That's letting go. Letting go of steam right
there.
Right.
Letting go, Mr. Moose.
Stop ranting and raving.
Mm-hmm. A bail denied for Robert Blake today. A judge says there's enough evidence against Blake to deny bail, even if it's not enough yet to convict him.
That's just the worst thing that could have happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
They deny my bail. That's, I tell you, my bail, that's a horse of a different feather.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you right now, what would my father say?
The actor.
I'm sitting here in a stinking jail. Mm-hmm. I can't even go out and look at the weather. And all I can do is sit here with my stinking gun and shoot my bird. I'm going to shoot my bird dead. There you go. Take that. You're still alive, aren't you? Okay. Yes, sir, you stinking bird. Thanks. Oh, man, there you go.
That is a doornail. Go ahead, Buzz. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I've been just jumping all over you. Sorry I did this, Robert. But
that's all right. No, don't be. The actor is still accused of killing his wife. He entered the courtroom smiling. He was not smiling when he left the courtroom.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, Don.
Did you hear Mikey's me dressing shirtless with a leather vest tonight?
I sure did.
At a homo club?
I understand. That's true. You going to be down there?
I'm going to watch him, yeah.
Attaboy.
You bet.
Good for you.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
F you.
Hey, stop betting on the Red Sox.
Yeah. F you, Don, and that horse you rode in on with your bad hip.
Parole denied again for Mark David Chapman. The man who killed John Lennon's already done 22 years, but the New York State Parole Board says to let him out now would deprecate the seriousness of his crime. The board also says Chapman has mostly behaved himself in prison, but that's no guarantee he wouldn't be a threat to society.
I think they ought to shoot him dead.
Chapman got 20 years to life after...
And I just did.
After killing Lennon in 1980, he'll be up for parole again in another 2 years. Ford is recalling more than 400,000 Tauruses and Mercury Sables because the brake and gas pedals are too close together.
Now, what about my Taurus? The CLI?
The CLI is one of the Tauruses being recalled.
Yeah. CLI Taurus?
Yeah. You get that one in bright red. Bright red.
Angry red is called.
Angry red. There you go. That's the color. Angry red. Ford says two people have gotten hurt in 18 accidents because drivers hit the accelerator when they meant to hit the brake. Little League baseball officials say they'll now require prospective managers, coaches, and other volunteers to be checked for sex offenses. It's the first time a national youth sports organization's required a background check. Local Little Leagues were advised to start doing the checks back in 1996. National Little League officials say they realized the need for the screening after the breaking of the Catholic Church scandal.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Sorry, you cannot manage this team. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Sorry about that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Never mention the name enough.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bis. The Don and Mike Show.
Who can blame me for losing my place in this show? Why, look at what I'm looking at right now.
Here I am with my vest and my shirt off, all ready to go.
I'm looking at Billy Idol after freezing it by radiation.
Billy Idol from 3 Mile Island.
Mike has the leather vest on, no shirt.
It's not as cold out as I thought, so it'll be okay going from the car to the club. I was a little worried about that. Hi, Joe. Hi.
Joe, what do you think of the look of Mike?
He looks super.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
No, you like taking credit from Joe.
Let it be over.
Oh, for goodness sakes. You got to be somewhere at 7 o'clock. You got 8 minutes to get there.
Wow.
If you have to be somewhere at 8 o'clock.
We're plenty of time.
You have an hour and 8 minutes to get there.
We'll be A-okay.
We got to fly.
Yeah.
Fly like the wind.
Fly down there, baby.
Buzz.
This could come in handy for Mike tonight. It's the Date Rape Coaster. It's a coaster for drinks that's supposed to reveal whether the beverage contains any of the so-called date rape drugs. Just splash some of the drink onto the paper coaster, and if the spots turn dark blue, the drink's been spiked. The maker says the coasters are 95% accurate, but some experts say the coasters don't really work, and that because of that, could do more harm than good. In sports, Atlanta quarterback Michael Vick did not practice today. The former Hokie is doubtful for Sunday's game against the Giants after spraining his shoulder last weekend. And finally, police arrested a man who allegedly dropped his pants in the crowded lobby of the St. Louis County Courthouse yesterday.
I'll be doing that tonight.
He did it to make photocopies of his buttocks. Police found Daniel Everett holding two copies he'd already made while he was making a third. The 38-year-old says it was a practical joke for his girlfriend, but as police led him away, witnesses say Dan was shouting, "What'd I do? What'd I do?" I'm Buzz Burbank.
I love it when you act. I love it when you play act.
Acting!
Thank you.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thanks, Buzz. So that's it. We're out of time.
Yeah.
We gotta go. You might just
What can I say?
You are Gorgie.
Gorgie
is
a sales guy.
You are Gorgie, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
We will see you at Club Wet tonight. Full recap on tomorrow's episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
They're doing their morning show at night. Can you?
Not tonight.
I don't think so.
Hey, doodaloo.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.